Blog Talk Radio.
Today has been a crazy fucking day, and I will go into that tonight, I promise. 5 more shopping days until Christmas, and you know, I feel like Christmas just snuck up on all of us. You know, I mean, it just happened, and then bam, Christmas is here, bam, okay. I gotta stop it with the bam. Hey, everyone in the chat room. Allie, Darius, my co-host, lying about Allie's on the line. And hello, guest. I'm going to be good. Okay, I'm going to bring Allie on since Terry, I'm going to bring on Allie and, yeah. Hey, Al.
Hey, Carly.
So, did you get, well, obviously you got home okay. I'm glad you called in. Everyone missed you Wednesday night.
Aw, well, thank you. That's so nice. I hated that I had to miss it, but family emergency, so.
Well, yeah, and, you know, but it sucks that it had to be a family emergency right before Christmas. I'm like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but I got a mini vacation from my work, so, and I got to hang out with a lot of my family, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, that's always, are you going home for Christmas or what? Are you going back to you, Mom?
I'm working Christmas, so I'm staying right where I'm at.
My sister has to book Christmas, and so it kind of sucks because like all of us but who will be over there. Yeah. Oh, Allie, did you get Terry's text?
I was just telling her I got it, and thank you so much, Terry. But I just didn't have time to text people. I mean, I hardly text you today, and we're usually texting back and forth.
Well, yeah, and Audrey was going to come, but something came up.
Terry's
yeah,
on
Audrey,
the line.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let Trid in the wind myself for like a moment. Audrey was going to come, but then she has some family emergency, and hopefully she will make it to Wednesday, so.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm hoping she does.
Yes, I know.
Who the heck did you bring on?
I brought Terry on.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Terry and I. Okay, well, yeah, okay, you do that on purpose.
We're echoing. Stop.
Hello? Okay, yes. Okay, Teal called me when the sound came on. I got this.
Hello?
Okay.
Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
You're on?
Okay, well, I guess what comes around goes around, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what, people in chat room and on the... we kind of had a little... General Hospital makes people do weird things because we got in a little bit of a fight over General Hospital the other day. And
really?
Yeah. General Hospital is making us do some things we normally don't do. It's become part of our reality.
We never fight.
Oh, God. Yeah, it turned into, like, a fight.
I was reading something on the
ABC message board, and also I was agreeing with what the person had said about, like, the writing, how it's shitty and how it's not continuity and character-driven. And then somebody says on here, but I like plot storylines. And then so I'm like, no, I don't. It became like a big thing.
Oh, it became
so
a
big... So we can't argue about Robin or Carly or the thing, but then we can't talk about General Hospital in general because...
General Hospital,
if their intention is to write like crap to make people fight, then they're doing their job.
Yeah,
so.
They are fucking doing their job.
General Hospital for doing that. I'm kidding. Oh,
yeah,
before
well,
I got on the air, I went in to check the Desam. I was playing one of their shows for like a few minutes.
Oh, they wasn't on tonight.
I know. I was checking on the December, the December 7th show or whatever. And, of course, they're
uh-huh.
believing all these rumors that are going out there about a baby and the paternity switch for Jake.
Of course.
But you know what? Don't you remember Steve saying, I read somewhere before he resigned with them when they were going through this with the Jake thing when she's pregnant and all. And they were thinking about, they didn't know who they wanted the father to be. And he said,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to make Lucky the father, then go ahead. Oh, no, if you're going to make me the father, and then you're going to turn around and make it Lucky, then I'm not going to.
But don't.
He said something.
I don't think they're going to sign the paternity. They are not going to do it. And, you know, this... All the Sam rumors are going about. Dallas, do you agree? Dallas? Okay, fine. Can you guys hear us? It made me so mad with that. There was a rumor, I think I texted you, Allie, being really pissed off. Oh, I texted Audrey. One of you guys I did text. The rumor about Jake dying in February? Okay.
I know.
Yeah. How can that
okay,
be true?
This.
He's not even on the bus. How can that be
okay,
true?
Okay, this. Oh, Dallas can hear us. Okay, that pissed me off to a new level because I'm sorry. You know, okay, I'm going to say, listen, if you want to send me hate mail, if you want to unfollow me on Twitter for what I'm about to say, I don't care. If the Ray Lum fan said way back then that Lila should have never saw the light of day, Lila, the baby I'm talking about, that...
Sam's baby?
Yeah, Sam and Sunny, yeah. Okay, so if we said that, we would have been... But no, it's okay to, say what we... For them to say that, I'm sorry. And now you just linked something in Facebook. What did you link?
I saw the promo, and you know what? That's what we also kind of got in a little disagreement about, because it looks good, but I... You know, it's just like when you go to when you see a promo for a movie at a theater for a movie, you go see the movie. It's not all it's cracked up to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna be cautious when I watch it because if the writing is really good for that, and if it's the start of some good writing, then I will.
The promo actually made me cry. I don't know why you guys did this. And I was rewinding, I rewound it, like, five times because I kept pausing. I'm like, okay, Jake, I mean, sorry, Cameron and Morgan are sitting by each other, and I was just thinking in my mind, okay, what, I mean, I love the promo. My co-host doesn't agree with me, but
I didn't say that I didn't love it. I'm just saying it looks good, but I just hope they write it, that they do justice, because,
well, yeah,
it looks good, but we're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you know
what,
General
Hospital, they screw shit up.
Yes.
The last
and,
good
you know,
major storyline that they had for whatever was like the sweeps that they had, the last two, not the recent sweeps, but the ones in 07 and in 06, was it? I forgot.
Metro?
Yeah, the Metro.
Metro
and the
black and white ball?
Yeah. Even the train wreck thing. Even that train wreck was kind of good too in 05, I think. They should have made this for November sweeps.
Well,
whatever this is. This
I
is like a
so
sweep storyline. Are they pushing it? Did they push the sweep storyline back to December? Probably.
I'm
thinking
okay,
that
you guys.
They actually did.
Yeah, and Dallas goes in the room. They cannot die in February. They even haven't wrote the scripts yet. You know, that's what I hate. And you know what, everyone? I think we need a side down DD. DD, the side of evil. DD is the place where all this fucking shit is going.
Okay, what website is it?
DD.
Daytime Dish or something or whatever. I was on RTM today and somebody said, I'm going to pretend like Jason and Sam don't exist. That's my Christmas present to myself. And that's what I'm going to do too. I didn't even DVR the show today. And I kind of felt glad that I didn't. I didn't really miss, I'm not missing it right now.
I think maybe I watched like a little bit of the Balkan stuff.
I knew that he
was about it.
I knew that he was the Balkan. I knew it.
I think Siobhan
is
more connected.
There was a rumor, or I read somewhere that he was they thought he was going to be the Balkan, and I had a feeling because Daniel Benzali, I figured they would put him in because I've seen him on these shows, that one show that he was on, the and I liked him, and so I figured they probably would want him to play a villain. So.
Well, okay, before we get into Willie or something, I had a bad
day.
I know. I had a bad thing happen to me, which is sort of my fault. But, okay, so I got the bread sticks from Olive Garden the other day, and I'm, like, thinking, yeah, I'm hungry. I was hungry. And so I'm like, all I have to do is just put a little olive oil and put some gorgonzola seeds just to make it more seedy. So I'm like, oh, this is not going to be a problem. And then I heated my lasagna, put the bread sticks in there. Okay, I did not burn the bread sticks, but she
nearly burned her apartment down.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I didn't think about tuning the toast.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I know, okay, so I did not think about, oh, I should turn the toaster a bit off, because I usually don't. It goes off by itself. Well, I heard the smoke detectors going off, and I'm like, okay, this is for some other apartment. So I went in the kitchen. Something told me, go in the kitchen. My toaster oven was on fire, you guys. And so, me being the idiot that I am, she doused it with water.
Well,
okay, I had the towel in my hand, and I had the bottle in my hand, and I just doused this thing. And yeah, and then so I had it. I'm opening all my windows in like 30-degree weather, and okay, you guys, I love that everyone's laughing at me, and so yeah,
I know. funny, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Carly, just remember this. With electrical fires, never, ever put water on it. Just unplug the damn thing.
Yeah, now I know that. I'm going to totally do all night with us.
Hello, girl. Hello. Can I ask Carly a quick question?
Go for it.
Yes.
Carly, do they allow you in the kitchen by yourself?
No, okay. You know
what?
She
has gotten herself, even, I don't know, okay, she was trying to make pancake once, and she thought she tried to flip them in the pan. It ended up in the ceiling, the pancake.
Okay, you know, I'm not telling you anything.
And then she did something else. I can't remember what she did, but I think she burnt something else once. I don't remember, but when she called me to tell me that, I would say, you know what, it's typical. So I wasn't surprised. So yeah.
You are from
family,
the kitchen, Carly.
Does your family have smoke detectors in every room?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You know, they'll be able to make a quick exit because apparently you're a dangerous girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
dangerous.
Okay.
But her dad's dangerous too, so I think it runs in the family.
Oh my gosh. So it's in the blood, huh?
How is your health surviving?
Oh, wow. Hey, Allie, you know what? You think we're funny? You should check out one of our shows. It's August. It was August 3rd. When I went to visit her. It's really funny.
You think we were drunk.
You think we were drunk, but we were not drunk. I see we were not drunk, you know. Somebody
August
even said
3rd,
it.
I will definitely
August,
go for
I think it was August 3rd. It was one of the first week of
yeah,
August.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
We just recently played it back last night, and I was cracking up laughing.
Yeah, we were
cracking, and I was kept laughing. It was so funny.
Dallas sings, oh, my God, this is so funny. I know you guys, you know,
to be funny with what's happening, you know, with just, you know.
I mean, you know, and grandma.
Carly.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but I call my grandma thinking, I'm going to get some kind of sympathy or support.
Oh, yeah,
she
right.
She goes, yeah, I know. She goes, how did you let this happen? And
well,
I'm like.
I don't know what you call your grandma. You know what she's going to say to you.
Well, I just thought for once she might be nice and say, I go, thank you very much.
You thought today when I was going in the rain because it's really raining down here, you thought something happened to me because I was in Target and I was so bad. The rain was so bad and I would have my phone in one hand, my umbrella in the other, pushing a cart and everything and I was figuring out, how am I going to do this? You know, maybe I should carry all the bags, but that wouldn't work. So I pushed the cart out, and the phone nearly dropped. And I think the last thing she heard me say was, oh, my God. And then it got cut off. And then I couldn't find my car. All the bags were getting so soaking wet. And I came home, and I go, remind me never to go out in the rain again. You know, it's soaking wet, man. Yeah.
Can somebody please explain to me what was the purpose of bringing on Jerry Jack's character again?
I have
just to kill him.
I get. Yeah.
Dude,
it didn't make sense because now normally I don't watch the show and I didn't, but it was on that channel. I was in the other room on the computer, so I was listening, and then I heard so-called the character the Balkan. Apparently shot Jerry Jackson.
Really?
The Balkan didn't
funny.
Shoot him.
I wasn't looking at it. I didn't know who shot him.
I didn't
somebody shot him.
Yeah, he was just on the phone.
By the way, my favorite, because I fast-forwarded everything today, this makes so I didn't get breaking news today. So my favorite line of the day was when Jason and Sunny and Carly were talking, and she goes, my favorite line of the year now. She goes, okay, I'm doing this for you, Sunny. I won't, you know, kill you, President Dante, but after this, do not say that Dante is Michael and Morgan's brother to me. Don't ever say this. You owe me big time. I loved it. I'm like, go, Carly, go. I mean, I'm sorry, but I was happy.
One of my favorite Carly lines from, I think it was the other day.
Hold on. 850, you on the phone, too. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you on the air with us?
Carly, I don't want to be on the air. Carly, I don't want to be on the air.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. Sorry, whoever that was. We're not going to win. We're nice. We're nice.
We're not going to win.
These people, Colin. We're not going to bite anybody.
Somebody didn't want to be online, I guess?
Well, no, because
because
Maisa is bigger than you, so.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I thought that thing with Sunny and Carly and Zayton, I was happy. I was like, okay, Carly, go. Because, you know, I feel the same way about Dante as you.
Bridget just left the...
My favorite Carly line, though, was whenever Brenda told Carly about what happened with Alexander, and then Jason was like, you need to keep quiet, and Carly said, you swore to protect Brenda. I didn't.
Woo!
I love that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm sorry.
You know what? Everybody is, like, surrounding this little Brenda thing.
It's
driving me absolutely bonkers because it's just
by the way,
what?
615 is you had your hand up so I cannot screw up. Hi, who this is? Hello?
Carly, it's Beth.
Hey Beth.
Hi, sorry I haven't called in a while. I just happened to not be busy, but I was listening in and I was like, I was going to call in, but then I just had a text. My friend was at the Garth Brooks concert tonight.
Okay.
So she was telling me about Laura Bell Bundy was sitting right next to her the whole night.
What? Okay, you know, and you know how I'm feeling about Laura Bell Bundy. Crap. You really went to that fucking concert. Okay. Sorry. I'm digressing tonight. I don't care. We were talking about Zeno Hospital because
I'm kind of sorry about that. I have not really been watching lately. Only thing I had a question about, if anybody can fill me in on this. What I saw in a preview today, is Morgan going to get shot or something?
No. Bus accident. It's happening on December 29th. I love the promos. Some people didn't like they liked it, but, you know. I love the promos. I am looking forward to this. This was Sam was going to be on that bus, and Sam could die on the bus. Now, that would make a great way to kill the bus.
You are preaching to the choir.
I know. I'm sorry, but, you know, if I hear one more time, Jason, and Sam has this love that cannot be forgotten. Okay, excuse me. You guys who only has watched it from 2006 and maybe last year, Sam came in a call notice. Sam came in, so was Zach and Sunny, but people won't forget that. People won't forget she came in to this town a lying slut. And hopefully she will leave a lying slut because, you know, I am so sick of Elizabeth getting thrown under the bus. Oh, she has three kids. Sue, take care of them. Okay, number one, Monica sent AJ and Zayton off to boarding school. No one called her about mother. Carly has a nanny. Robin doesn't spend that much time with Emma either. I mean, I know she only has one kid. Alexis, she loves her kids, but she ended up killing Her daughter boyfriend protect you. I mean, before we want to throw Elizabeth under the bus, let's think about this, people. You should not want to throw Liz under the bus for having three kids. It's stupid. And if I hear about it one more time, I am going off on anyone who says they're untrue. So you better behave, Zaid Samuels, about saying any shit about Liz. Because if you say shit about Liz, I could dig up things about you, personal Sam McCall, that you've never known about.
You know what you should really get about? I feel like with Sam, they kind of was not going to keep her around. And then they decided that since Kelly Monaco brought a whole bunch of Support Charles fans over to General Hospital, they decided to stick with her. And then it was like throwing spaghetti against the wall, trying to have something stick. It's like, let's do Sam and Jax. Let's do Sam and Sunny. Let's do Sam and Jason. Let's do Sam and Lucky. And it's just like, come on. And wasn't it even like they was getting there for a minute that it was going to be Sam and Nicholas together, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, then they tuned into this whole Alexis doll.
And that
would make them there. That would make, yeah, but you know what? I love this rumor of the star
someone
has. Wah. Okay, people. Crap. Okay, there's this rumor going around that Sam is really Tracy's. And if that was the case,
It was a rumor. I was just reading. I was reading it. Something. I think somebody was just making fun. They were like making fun about.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was a real rumor. I think somebody was just. They were like, because on the ABC message board, they go back and forth. They like that. They like debate, you know, and they kind of like come up with some funny stuff And so it was kind of funny. And then when I read that, I was like, wow, that would be funny. Then that would make Jason and Sam cousins.
Oh, by the way, if any older people watched Barney Middles, so the guy from Barney Middles, Steve Landsberg, died today, the age of 65.
You know what? There's like everybody's dying this year, aren't they?
I know, everyone's like, okay, yeah.
And you know what me and Carly were talking today, I don't know how it came up, but when Jason Morgan became Jason Morgan, because Jason Quartermain almost lost his virginity to Brenda on the beach back in the day. But Jason Morgan, before he became Jason Q, because he was with Karen at the time, and Karen went to Jagger, and he got all upset, and he was, you know, and Brenda was comforting him, and they were on the beach, and they almost had sex on the beach and near the fire, but she stopped and everything, stopped them. And I'm thinking Jason Morgan, if you think about it, because he's a totally different person. He lost his virginity to Carly. I mean, even though they're the same guys, but if you think about it, he's a totally different person. So Jason Morgan actually lost his virginity to Carly, but I don't know. That was my way of thinking, I guess, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, if I'm making any sense, you know.
I just think that Jason and Sunny need to stop sharing women.
I know. Robin kind of. I mean, Robin, Sunny and Robin are like brother, like little sister and older brother type of a thing.
Yeah,
but Robin knew Sunny before Jason ever did. So
I think they would have had Robin and Sunny get together a long time ago if Robin wasn't so young.
Yeah, that's what I always thought, too.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I always thought that, too.
Didn't Kimberly McCullough, they were going to put Jason and Robin together back in the day, but because she was too young, kind of, they waited for her to be a little bit older, like they are waiting for Christina and Ethan, which I really want to happen. So Christina and Ethan.
There was an article
in SOW, and they were talking to the actress that plays Maya, how she'll see some kind of like close tenderness or closeness between Christina and Ethan. I don't know when that's coming up. Maybe after this bus crash thing or whatever. But I think I'm hoping that they have some more moments together because they're like, I want them together so bad, like I want Liz and Jason so bad. Their last great scene was in the park.
I have to interrupt here. Brett went and just said, Sunny said in the chat room, she said, Sunny and Jason need to have sex already.
Oh my God.
I totally agree.
No, wait. Why can Elizabeth cannot stand Sunny now? That had never... Sunny and Elizabeth are not enemies.
You know what they could do? They could maybe make Liz like Sunny's sister. I don't know. That's fan fiction in me talking.
I know, but you know what? I've always thought they should have done that. I always wanted Sunny and Liz to actually be brother and sister because... That's because I think it would be funny.
The Jenner Hospital would be, yeah. Oh, God.
By the way, before I forget, I have one person from Young and the Restless on my hit list this week, and that is Nicholas for sleeping with Diane. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Diane and Nicholas. I knew that was coming. I saw that coming. Like a mile away. I did. Yes. I saw that coming when they were starting to have little chats with their kids and
that
coffee,
and you knew something was going to follow. To me, it's just sleaze and sex. To me, I mean, you know.
I
don't even know whether I even like them.
Well,
together.
You know what?
I mean,
at least YNR is on top. Why can't General Hospital start writing like that? You know, I don't care.
Oh yeah. Mob Princess goes Sunny and Elizabeth often. They have nothing but respect for each other. Sunny even like lays on together until Jason to claim Drake. That is true. Oh, and my other hater for the week, because I know it's Christmas and you're supposed to be nice. My other hater of the week is EJ from Day of Our Life. How in the fuck can you say to Sammy, oh, you caused this. Oh, you did this on purpose. Okay, EJ, why don't you go get hit by a Mack truck and save us all the time? Because you know what, EJ? You want Sammy to pay for suiting you? You never paid for the hit you took on Alan's John Black.
I think you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jason's even with one. He had better taste back in the day, you know. And you know the funny thing is that these DeSammer fans, even on the message boards, they think that Sam is the only person that is good for him, even in the past and the present. It seems like. Do they forget that he was married to Courtney?
They wasn't around then.
I guess not. See, that's what I'm talking about. They need to, before they start spewing off whatever, they need to check their history on these characters first so they make it sound that Jason never loved anybody else.
They also are, like, saying that, oh, Sam's the only one who's been on the back of Jason's motorcycle.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah, both said
Robin has and Liz has. I remember the scene when Liz and when she was going to go back with Lucky, or I think he came back one time and he was leaving, and they went for she wanted to take the one route. What did she say?
The road to nowhere.
I was a really good scene. I can't remember exactly, but they were like, and I don't know. I forgot. I should look for it. But it was like a really good scene, and I thought, oh my gosh, you guys, just admit you guys want to be together. You know, this is when Lucky was going crazy with Helena bringing him back and Jacob Young when he was playing Lucky. And this is when her hair was really, really short. I loved her hair when it was short like that.
Maude Princess, Jason, and Courtney, I love them.
I think I didn't like Jason and Courtney, but I could tolerate them a lot more. I didn't hate them. I could tolerate them, but I can't stand, like, if Courtney and Jason were together right now, I think I could tolerate watching it. But Sam, I can't stand this person. I think because of the fact that the writers and these higher-ups are just throwing them down our throats. I wouldn't, if they didn't do that, if Sam was outside of Jason's orbit, like with Lucky, I could stand watching her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Lucky and Sam. I thought
I do
that
too.
They were a hot couple.
That for me was like, I mean, I was loving these Lucky and Sam because it was nice. It was refreshing to see what this is.
She was independent. She was able to think for herself. She wasn't attached to anybody's hip or something. And the funny thing is that she had said before that the character said that she got her self-respect back after not being with Jason anymore. And it's so funny how that they're, you know, I don't, you know, the way these writers
how
write
they
for these.
Brought her back with Jason.
Yeah, so basically she must have lost her self-respect again to be with Jason. Because why would you want to gain your self-respect back and then go back to the same person that you lost it for?
I hate to say this, but I think Sam is just one of those girls who lose themselves in the guy. And Lucky was going through such a rough time at the time whenever they was together that she couldn't lose herself in him because she had to help support him.
I never thought
he had
to
find a lean on her.
And for
and
Sam,
she had to be the stronger one.
Yeah. I don't know. Jason is never going to put that person first ever. And
we had a Sam-free day today.
I know.
Yeah.
We've been having a lot of those lately, a Sam-free day.
I am so happy.
But supposedly I read, so somebody told me that they kissed under the mistletoe this week.
Oh, God.
They're
going to
go get a little Christmas tree. They think
promo.
That's what the rumor is about a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I saw the promo for that. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Shirley.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
And then it was them, you know.
She needs to maybe go to One Life to Live or so. Oh, but then she's going to...
Sorry. Okay,
so
you know what?
Donna
You know where she could go? AMC. Go to AMC,
oh, yeah.
Sam.
She could go to AMC and ruin somebody else's life on that show.
Yeah, I mean...
Hell, there's
you know
a lot
what?
Of people
I think
ruin.
Sam McCall is a better, better as bad. He's better as a bad person.
Don't
watch tomorrow and Wednesday. Okay, well, I'm going to take it off my DVR then. What's tomorrow? Is it get the Christmas tree? I think, right?
You know, but Sam will,
you know, they're stealing that from Liz and Jason. Remember she got a Christmas tree and they put it in, she put it in her studio?
Okay,
and they decorated
it.
That was like one of the best scenes with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how any Sam fad could want Sam with Jason because she comes 15 people behind, and on top of that, he said he'd kill her. Best of Sam scene ever. I wish he followed through. Yeah, you and me both. I wish he would have followed through to that, too.
Sam and Jason are supposed to reconnect tomorrow.
You know what?
Their reconnection.
You know what? Yeah, they will reconnect and we'll go to fine. Hi.
I don't understand.
How are you
many
doing?
Times does one couple reconnect?
I know.
I mean, what are you reconnecting
How
from?
How many times are they
going
to... Okay, they're going to kiss under the mistletoe, so that's their reconnection, I guess.
And then they're
going to
have the
Christmas
tree on Wednesday.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'm going to delete it off my DVR then. I'm not going to
watch
it.
Me too.
It got to the point when we were arguing about the show on Friday. I actually did what I was going to say. I took the show off my DVR.
I didn't have second thoughts about it either. Yeah, well, I'm going to have it on DVR.
I actually DVR'd the repeat episodes, the MetroCorp.
Yes.
I'm recording those.
I'm going to TiVo it on SoapNet, then I won't count because in case. Spinelli and Carleon, I fucking don't want to miss that. But I real fast for Sam and Jason because they are evil.
For Carly, I think for you, they should just have Spinelli and Carly do it. That would be your Christmas gift, huh? That would be really good for
You're so mean, lady.
You said that once on air. You said you wouldn't mind seeing Carly and Spinelli together.
Well, I would. Spinelli?
They're not in the same orbit romantically. Come on, Carly.
So what? A roll in the hay would do Spinelli good. And, you know, with some Maxi the hell up. And, you know, if Boomer were true that Matt Hunter is the one that kicks the bucket on the bus crash, I'm going to be one happy person. Because
rumors that he's been leaving the show, is that Jason Cook's leaving or what? You know, it's funny. It's like, I can't see the chemistry. I mean, yeah, they had a lot of chemistry on Days of Our Lives, but I can't They're different characters, and Maxie is a totally different character than Val. You know, Maxie is they're two different. I don't like when they do
it
that.
It doesn't work whenever Belle, she was kind of sweet, wasn't she?
Yeah,
Belle
was sweet, innocent. Well, yeah, she was a sweet, innocent.
Maxie is the exact opposite.
She's
the vixen.
Uh-oh. Bridget called her Maxie's a motor mouth. Nothing shuts her up.
That's true.
I like Maxie, but yeah, I can agree with that. She's a bit of a motor mouth.
Dallas is saying Matt is not leaving. It's only the bus driver and Christina's friend.
Oh, you know what?
Well, thank
God
Christina's friend is leaving.
Dallas, can I just have my little hope? No, because I would love it if Matt went back. So maybe Matt, Maxine said, you know, because if you think about people, I don't have a word of a couple on the Ace of Woods for right now. Yes.
On other shows, if a character's not working, don't they usually let them go?
For the most part.
Yeah.
But on
Matt hasn't been working. If they're not working, they should get rid of him. I don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The same way with Spinelli. I mean, I love Bradford Anderson. I think he is a great actor.
Okay.
It's just they're not putting him with people who can act right. I love his scenes with Jason. I love his scenes with Carly. But him and Brenda, I don't like this whole fawning all over her. I hate that. I want to see more of his comedic side.
You know, he went through it with Carly, then with Liz and Maxie, and he just becomes
It took him a while to start fawning over Maxie and Carly and all of them, but this is immediate.
Well, all I got to say is, if Bradford would go, I would be in a bad mood for a while. If Bradford ever left, I would probably go down ABC Studios and do something with Fonz.
I am not saying he should leave. I'm saying they need to put him with some good comedic actors that have good timing.
Yeah, you know, he was good.
Steve has great timing. Diane
over there
has great timing.
Remember he had a scene with Sonny. It was in his office.
Yes.
Oh my God, he was trying to
get the information, his secret pain out of him. And he took, the envelope opener or the letter opener. Spinelli was so funny when he was with him. It was so hilarious.
That is what I miss. That is classic Spinelli.
Well, yeah, and And what was I going to say? And the thing is, when someone comes from Days of Our Life to the General Hospital, and they were a couple on Days of Our Life, they have never worked out. They never. Steve and Kayla were Catherine and Savannah. They didn't work out.
That'd be like putting Peter Recco and Christian Alfonso on some soap. It's not going to work because you're talking about a different show
character.
And a different, two completely different characters.
I could see it if they was like trying to recreate the story, but with different characters. But I mean, with the same kind of basic type thing. But it doesn't work whenever they're completely opposite.
Yeah. Because when Catherine was on there, she played a different person. So different person.
Maybe if Matt had been brought up on, maybe if the character of Matt, maybe if Jason could played like some character that grew up with Maxie or something.
Yeah.
Maybe if it had been a character that had been, like I said, brought up on the show, maybe it would have worked better. But to create a completely different character, knowing full well why they did it for, because they did it for to recreate that Maxie and, the Belle and Sean thing. They even...
I love when Mob Princess just said in the room, I don't want Olivia to die, but I love the power of God. She goes, I wish Olivia to die. And then Dante consumed himself.
Well, isn't Olivia in a coma?
Yeah, I think so.
No, not yet. But
she's going to be one of the really, really badly injured people on there. What if, because Morgan, Carlet said that Morgan and Cam are sitting together and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if one of them shielded the other and that would force Elizabeth and Carly to be frenemies
What's happening to Cam? How is he going to be injured? Or
I don't know.
Don't know.
We don't know.
I have no clue. Well, they start on the 29th, right? This whole thing.
Yes.
I wonder how long it's supposed to last for. Maybe the month of January.
Super funny how they're doing this ski trip thing, but no parents of the kids.
I know.
Are actually going on the damn trip.
I know.
You have the chief of fucking staff going, but you can't have the
nurse go. Who's that? It's Scott. It's Steve and Olivia. I think Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carly was gonna go on there, but something came up, and so Olivia had to take her place. And I think they're the only two chaperones going. But yeah, you're going on a big ski trip like that. You think there'd be more people chaperoning?
But in real life, parents don't always go on the ski trip, though.
But I would think that they would have more people. Even when I went on field trips with my school when I was little, there was more than one teacher there.
They had more teachers or teachers, helpers.
Because you got a big class.
That doesn't make sense.
And you got a busload of kids on there, and you're going to have, especially on a ski trip, you're going to want to, have more people chaperoning.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I wouldn't want my kid to go if there. I would want them to go if it was more than a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go myself, probably.
Yeah, it looks like that. That it's a busload of kids with Steve and Olivia, the bus driver, and Maxie and Mac. And Matt, sorry.
Oh, Matt's on
there
too. Okay. Well, They did it.
But Matt's gonna get hurt.
Yeah. And doesn't
back way years ago, was Maxie on that bus with Beasley?
Maxie wasn't. She wasn't. It was just Beasley on the school. But see, that right there was the best. That, even though BJ was a beloved character and it was, That was a really good story, and they wrote that really well. I love
that
when Felicia.
Yeah.
I love
when
Felicia
had. That's
just
a classic
totally,
story.
Huh?
I said that was the best story.
Wasn't it? It was a school bus crash, right?
When it came to kids. It was a van or something.
I loved when Tony went and put his head on Maxie.
To listen to the heart.
To the heartbeat. Oh, my God. And I love when Felicia, she just totally collapsed. In the hallway.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That was,
yeah.
That was the best.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's what I guess that's what we were talking about. We were arguing about how the writing back in those days were really great
totally
they were character
different.
Driven.
Yeah.
It wasn't like if they were to write that today, they would just totally destroy it. They would destroy it, you know.
It was
different.
Sorry, I understand that they can't have everything can't be character driven.
Yeah,
where
I understand
it's gonna
that.
Be this whole big thing, and there needs to be some plot in there, a little bit, but
yeah,
they
no,
need
I agree
to
with
have
that.
A balance.
Yeah, you know,
and
that's what I yeah.
General Hospital just has never figured out the balance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
what
they really need to do is just get like some of these good episodes from Days of Our Lives and Y&R and just kind of sit down and look and figure out what they are doing right and General Hospital is doing wrong.
Yeah, because the bus crash back in those days, it was character, but it was also plot point because, you know, Maxie was dying and they needed a heart. And so that was kind of a plot point device for that situation and everything. But it was also, because you see Matt BJ grow up on the show and then she had to, to die. And I hated, that's just like on Y&R when Cassie died, you know, you saw Cassie grow up and, you know, and she died and it was a, you know, and then it was kind of a plot point device too, you know, and which led to Phyllis and Nick, you know what I mean? So.
Well, yeah, and if we want to talk about a kid that's never, ever died because I never agreed with her on Days of Her Life when
Hope was terrible.
I mean, okay.
I hated that.
Yeah,
I hated
you know
when they had, what I hated was the fact that it was his daughter that he didn't even barely knew. That was his daughter that he barely knew, and she had to be the one to end up running him over, and I knew it was gonna totally put a strain on Hope and Bo, and that's my thing.
That's my thing with Dave. Hope and Bo had never really recovered from that incident.
No, they haven't. I don't think.
To see Sierra getting hurt, you know.
I think that's why they. But Hope just couldn't take it anymore because she even admitted to Bo we never really resolved that, you know, what happened to Zach. And they had just gotten Zach back. They just found out that Zach was theirs, you know. And,
yeah, because
you know, and they,
he was
just...
That,
with... that poor couple has been through so much in the past 20-something years. First, she's presumed dead, and Bo was grieving, and, you know, and then, I don't know, and I'm so sad that that couple. And then they
but
get
no,
married,
I did,
you know, and then
yeah,
the Gina storyline.
Yeah, but I never agreed with that. I mean, out of all the kids dying, that one just tore me up. I'm like, you know, but, I mean, in a way, it saved Son and Bill's baby.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but I didn't like how that one played out.
I kind of miss John and Belle on Days of Our Lives, though. They should be cast them.
Mom Princess goes, I got a bruise on my knee. Brittany, at least you didn't almost start a house fire, apartment fire today, so getting a little bruise on your knee is probably better than thinking, if I doused the wall over.
Yeah, she was trying to make a concoction or something, and every time she tries to make a concoction, something happens.
Exactly, and that's why
Well, I tried to make yams for Thanksgiving dinner, and they turned out good, but I added almond extract instead of vanilla.
Okay, you know what? That is better than almost starting a fire. Okay, that
and
is
the funny thing is, I wasn't going to say anything, but how can you not say something when you could taste the almond extract really strong in there? And people would be thinking, Well, no, because I was just warning people before they were tasting it, because when I accidentally put it in there, it reeked of almond extract in the kitchen.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, oh, my God, what did I just do? I practically put the whole bottle of it in there, too, by mistake.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
No, but with the bottle, with the same. The thing
you
is, the vanilla extract and almond extract,
lock on the kitchen door.
They're the same size door. Bottle. When I went shopping for the ingredients, I saw the bottle. I'm like, okay, we have vanilla. And so, usually have almond extract. I don't know where that got in. I think my sister or one of my nieces was making a
cake
last year. She had the frosting, and they needed almond extract for their frosting.
Yeah,
and that's what was left over.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? People make mistakes in their cooking, you know.
Of
you gotta
course they do. Especially we
it's
have
a trial and error. And
person.
I mostly mostly error. No, I'm
kitchen,
kidding.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of listeners on here tonight.
I know.
My God. 2, 3.
So
I'm wondering if any of them are from the enemies.
I know.
I was just going to say that.
I know. Well, you know what? If they are people, we're not going to bite you. You could come and talk about whatever you want.
Don't
even
hide in the shadows.
We're not going to teach you off like the other show does. You know, like the other.
Yes, we are not.
If there was a DeSantis fan and if they were totally to disagree, they probably banned that person. Say there was a DeSantis fan, but she liked Liz or something on there. They probably would, like, even though she probably wouldn't like Liz or Jason, but Liz in just her character, they probably would ban her from the show, probably.
Because
I know some people are liaison fans, but they like Sam, you know? I think I've come across them before.
On that JCM radio there, it says on there that you could be a fan of Sam or a fan of Jason.
Yeah.
But
you don't have, it doesn't say, it doesn't
they're
say
totally
only
wrong.
Jason
might as
and
well,
Sam fans come in here.
Yeah, they might as well just stop and just redo their thing and say, if you're not a Jason and Sam fan, then do not come anywhere near here because we do not care about your opinion. We do not want to hear anything. We want to stay in our fantasy world where Sam is all sunshine and roses.
Exactly.
I know. They say that this character is like the best character ever, and she can do no harm, no wrong. And they think that what she did was that they totally screwed her character over. But if you think about it, when Sam came onto the show, she was a con artist.
She was a con artist.
Yeah,
she was. Trying to get with Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hello, she slept with Jax and then slept with Sunny.
Yeah. And if that character's back is against the wall, she'll do anything. She'll do anything. She could con her way out of, like, a paper bag. You know, or whatever.
Exactly.
I knew what they was going for. As soon as they turned Sam's big brown eyes onto Jason,
I knew.
Shit, this is going to be bad.
I know.
And yeah,
Jason,
that's right. Yeah.
I am surprised he even fell for her because she is a con. And, you know, because you go from being in a relationship with Robin, Elizabeth, and Courtney to somebody like Sam. Really, Jason? You're with a con artist?
Well, you know,
you're
going to
lower yourself.
Really,
yeah.
But, you know, Jason never really knew about all the crap he did until, what's that chick, the Who's show?
Yeah.
Even
the December fans would say, oh, well, that was a plot point device to get Liz and Jason together.
Yeah. Right. Certainly it was called Everyday Heroes.
Yeah, Everyday Heroes.
Yeah, right.
And,
you know what
really ticked me off about Sam? When Liz and Lucky wanted to go on the air to make a plea to the kidnappers, she wouldn't even let her go on the air. Oh, that really pissed me off when she did that.
Yeah, it did. Hey, Al, let's remind people to come to all the show tomorrow, because we have a show tomorrow, too. Well, you have a show.
Oh.
I just co-host.
Do you have a show tomorrow?
A show on called The Rant Room. It's coming back. I had to cancel Thursday's episode, but it will be tomorrow, and it's going to be 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then it'll be 3:30 p.m. on the West Coast, which is Carly's time. So everybody can come and join and rant the little hearts out. I don't have too many rules except for respecting everybody, and cuss words are a must.
And then I think that's a, are you going to call in on Wednesday, Al? Because I'm thinking maybe just have an episode on Wednesday, because maybe people are, like, going to get busy for the holidays, like, I don't know, Thursday and Friday. But,
you know, the problem with you doing that is that we never stay on an hour. It's more than an hour anyway, you know?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Okay, yeah, okay,
but we could just, like, make sure we cut it off at an hour like we used to do that.
Like when we used to be good.
Well, in
nice
the beginning,
people.
When like when I first called into your show, we even played back when I first called into the show. I left as soon as the time was up, which is funny. I never knew you could after streaming was over that it would still play. So.
Oh yeah, and we have heard.
And the thing is, though, even though it's not live streaming when you're on, people could still go play it. And if you want, if you say something you don't want nobody to hear, when you play it back. So say a family member, were to go play the show back, and you know you're like really talking, you know. Oh, and no, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I will call in Wednesday.
Oh, gosh.
After that long rant.
I know.
Hey!
Oh, man.
Okay, don't listen to her. She's taken something, and she is not herself tonight.
Who? Who?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Me?
Okay, I was kidding.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
I've
taken something?
You.
No, I know. Well, you would think on
Dallas
that show when I was with you in the summer, you think that we were taking something back then, you know. I just can't believe every time I play that, I think that's the funniest show ever.
Yeah,
we're pleading for people to call into the show. Nobody was calling in.
I know.
Well, but... But I call in, and I call in, and I pay Carly off.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when Carly first had her show, if you go to the beginning, I was playing before I ever called in, I was checking him out. She had nobody. She was, like, by herself. And the person she had to co-host was, like, she wasn't talking or, you know, doing anything, and I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And when she asked me
to
co-host with her, I had to think about
it.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that because I'm not good with talking, but I think
I've
learned.
You. Okay,
oh,
you
burn
out
of that.
Yeah, you are totally...
I would never. It took me forever to call on a Blog Talk Radio, especially with Chrissy's show. It took me like maybe months to finally call in. I just couldn't get the nerve to. And I remember when I had the phone in my hand, I was like shaking. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna say? And
oh my gosh, that's how I felt. Like whenever I went on to Chrissy's show, and it was like I had listened to the show before, but she had that Richard Sims on.
Yeah.
And that was whenever I called in to talk to him. And, like, I went and I put my hand up, and then I was like, oh, shit, I put my hand up. I'm like, what am I going to say to this guy now?
Oh, I listened. We listened to that show. We went in there to listen when he was talking about Jasam, and he said he just thinks. He just thinks that they're going to have a baby. I mean, he didn't confirm anything or deny anything. He just said that he has a feeling that they're going to have a baby. But he says that's going to be the end of that couple. He said that the Samaritans should not want that story, because if they were to have that, then it would be the end for them. Where is that story going to go? I mean, come on. You can't have an adventure couple anymore because you have a baby to think about.
Well, I mean, so why would they go to the trouble to make her pregnant?
I don't understand it either.
What is the point? I don't understand that. What is the point of her having a baby?
I don't get it either.
Break them up. That makes no. Well, then this is General Hospital.
I know. Well, you know, General Hospital is going to do what they want.
They don't have any rationale about nothing that they do.
Oh, by the way, people, you know, I was going to, get my Christmas clothes out on time and do all that, and it's not going the way I planned it, because I haven't even started on them.
You're just now doing Christmas cards?
Yeah.
Mine's already sent out. Mine's been sent out.
Well, I'm in the same boat. My card's already set to go, but every time I go to the post office, it's either closed. I went, Friday or Saturday to go mail them. The damn machine was broke. I was going to, because the office was closed, but they have, you know, the machines you could, you know, weigh them and send them off yourself. It was broken. It was raining. I didn't want to go to another post office. I was going to go today. But it was so raining out here, and a lot of my cards have to go overseas. They're never going to get there in time.
Oh, gee. Well, maybe
I should send them on New Year's.
Next Christmas.
I should send them for New Year's.
Why don't you send cards online? That's how I send my cards online.
I'm really good. In the past Christmases, I would send them, December 1st.
Hey, but that was...
Oh, Bridget, you're finally on here, Bridget. Where have you been? We've been waiting you to come on the show.
Bridget!
Hi, Bridget.
So far, Blog Talk not doing Skype, and every time I've been refreshing all freaking night.
Yeah, she has.
Oh my gosh!
And it keeps
you poor thing.
Pissing me off.
I'm sorry, but that's what I had to go through once. I couldn't log in, but then I found the trick. I found it every time I log in now. There's a little box that says, "Do you want it to?" There's a little box underneath when you log in. Do you want to keep this as your for a couple weeks or whatever? And so I every time I check that box, and it logs me in every time. So, yeah.
Okay, Belinda, you did you have all your Christmas cards sent out? No, because I want someone to say no.
Everybody knows my life story anyway, so why send Christmas cards when they already know what the hell I'm doing?
I might as well not even send mine now. They're not going to get there until after Christmas. Once I sent my uncle a Christmas card. He lives in England. It was my first time ever sending a card there. I put England. I put Europe on there. Mm-hmm. And it got there in January on my uncle's birthday. And they were making fun of me because I was supposed to put UK. I was supposed to narrow it down to where in Europe, because you're talking about
the
a whole
United Kingdom. Mm-hmm.
They keep teased. I keep getting teased sometimes with that, too, once in a blue moon. I'll get teased. I'm like, well, I didn't know. I've never sent a card or a letter. You know, I didn't know I was supposed to do that. Oh, it's funny.
You guys, so does Donnie have cancer in both eyes? Or this
no,
one?
It's
the
one.
Only it's just the
and
one.
And they're going to take it out.
Yeah. And they're going to put a prosthetic.
Oh, on One Life. Has anybody been watching that?
I have.
Who do you think shot Eddie?
Oh my God!
I think it's the youngest son.
You
or
think it's me? Really?
You think it's Robert?
It could be Robert.
I think the youngest one, because the way he's acting, he is the guiltiest sin. And his mother.
I like Nate though. I like
too.
Him.
I
don't want him to be the
Bo's
one.
Bo's gun and shot him with Bo's gun.
I don't think it's Todd. I
No.
I mean, it must have.
No,
I
don't want to know where agree, it's not taught.
Play though, unless when they did they have a scuffle in the motel room and he lost it.
Yes.
So
maybe.
Then,
the
way I could
I'm
think,
I'm gonna throw this out here.
Okay.
I think Nora shot him.
Wait.
No, she don't remember anything. That could be true too, because she doesn't remember anything.
Oh, that's
I
right.
Think that's
okay.
The time she left the car.
Oh, okay. What about Matthew?
No.
Matthew was witnessing Inez sleeping with his dad, so I don't think they're going to do that.
But they didn't really sleep together, which is great.
Right,
yeah,
and I agree.
But what Brenda was saying the other night about they see this with the opportunity to make Bo and Rex and Matthew and Clint.
Oh, yeah, that Matthew, he's turning into a piece of work, I tell you.
Yeah.
And Clint, he just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, somebody's going to kill him here one of these days. As soon as Bo finds out it is Clint.
I think that they're just trying to have another Asa. I think they're setting Clint up to be the next Asa.
But Asa was not that cold. I didn't think Asa was as cold as
he wasn't. But I think it's gonna be a different version. But it's gonna be like the next Asa, basically.
Oh, he's an ass. I tell you, I can't stand Clint's character anymore.
I'm telling you what,
guy a long time ago, and I mean he's just gotten bad.
Mhm. Well, I'm telling you what, I do not like this whole Echo woman.
I know.
Because I was a fan of Kim Zimmer's when she was on Guardian Light.
Mm-hmm.
But
I do not like Echo.
Character ever.
No.
Yeah, I cannot. She has no redeemable qualities.
No.
We all know she was brought in there to be a villain. She's trying to break up Charlie and Vicky. We all know this. I don't understand why it's sticking around so long. They could have played it out and let it be done with, but now they got to tie her into Rex.
She's stuck on
the fucking canvas.
Yeah.
Allie, you're starting to be like Terry and I. This is just funny.
The thing with ABC shows, they beat things to death till nobody wants to watch it. They just drag it and drag it.
Oh, you know what I'm also not liking? I was YouTubing AMC for, am I on mute? Did I mute myself or can you hear me? Okay.
No, you hear.
I was like watching Annie and JR. Are they going to make Annie crazy again?
She recasted
Marissa, which I don't think is going to help because I never liked Marissa and JR. I can't stand how she's the mother of.
They have no chemistry.
Yeah, I can't stand that the fact that she's the adopted mother of little AJ. That Babe's always going to be his mother to me. I don't care, but. I don't, even if they recast this character, I don't think there's going to be any chemistry between the two because I think that they, seems like from what I've been watching and reading that they're going to try to go to a Marissa and JR route again. But I love Annie and JR. They better not mess up.
No, I was somewhere.
Too, Terry, with her getting a phone call and her being all flirty on the phone.
Yeah, JR, you could tell he was kind of jealous.
Yep.
Fucking shit, man. I can't get any couples. Oh, shoot. But is my niece here? Did she hear me? Oh, my God.
And Stuart's son will be coming back on. He's going to be a new character, too, so I'm wondering if there'll be some.
Here? No, it's not. What was that?
I said Stuart's son will be back on as a new character, too, so things will be happening there, too.
Well, he's
and
not
you know
really
he's
new.
Coming from.
He was
on so many soaps. He was on 90210. He was on Guiding Light. He played Bill on Guiding Light. He was original Scott.
Yeah,
he was one of the. He was a Scott a long time
Scott.
Ago.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, people. How many times are we gonna have to see Scott being different people? different actors or something.
So they
Do you think this recast, because the recast of Marissa is actually, she was on As the World Turns. She played Lucy, which I liked her on As the World Turns. But do you think even if they recast Marissa, it'll still be, you think that there'll be any sparks between JR and Marissa?
It depends on who
they are. You have to see them together.
I think she premiered today on AMC.
Together to see if there's any chemistry.
And I think Annie is going to tell JR this week that she loves him out of the blue, and he's going to be
already
like,
did. She already did.
Yep. What did JR do? Nothing.
He just looked, you know.
Oh my God.
You know, at times
JR.
I think he's playing both of them.
I think so.
He lost Chandler too today.
Oh, he did? Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Erica got the call that they got Chandler back.
Oh,
yep.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I can't watch it. I don't watch it, and I haven't really been watching AMC anyway.
And JR's going to be in a whole lot of trouble because they're filing charges against him for a whole bunch of stuff because of that.
Oh,
wow.
You know, I think Annie is the only one that really understands JR, if you ask me, because they're like two peas in the same pod, if you know.
They were very
and
good together.
I think
I like
Annie
them
is
together.
The only one that could really really be there for him, and then she saved his freaking life, for God's, for pity's sake. Why are they going to screw him up now? You get this whole thing of this, all these months, you get this, they writing them, and then the next thing you know, they finally get together, and then they're going to screw him up.
That's ABC.
I know.
Man,
the only couple that I think I could be rooting for right now is Todd and Taya. No, if they screw them up, I'm totally going to banish ABC soap.
They're awful.
I even loved her when Roger Howell was on. I loved Todd and Taya, you know, and when she was going through the supposed cancer thing or brain tumor thing, I'm like, wait a minute, they better not kill her off. But something told me there was something more to the story.
Yeah,
than
me too.
Died.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
What was I
doing other things? She was on it.
Really have any right to get on to Madison's personal files to find out she's pregnant? I thought that's wrong.
Who do you think the father of the baby? Because there's rumors going out there that maybe Frankie's the father of the baby too. Is it Frankie?
They never slept together.
Well, I read somewhere that she was drunk one night. He comforted her, and that was it. And the next thing it went to commercial. So they really didn't show anything, really. But they could have been just implied that they slept together or something. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't really been watching AMC, and I was just reading it on one of the messages. And it said that
appeared when David pretended to die.
Oh crap! David has fucking 9 lives. How many times is he gonna have to die on
this?
Yeah,
you know what?
Really die?
No, like Stefano too. I mean, Dallas sent this album. Natalie Baby is not voted. Good, because
I think we know.
Good.
Yep.
I hate implied. What was that?
Because there was a promo about it this week. I'm like, you know, leave it alone.
Did he switch then? Then that's Ford is Nats. Ford is not Nats.
No, I think he's neither. Brody is Jessica's baby because they didn't switch Jessica's. They only switched Natalie.
You know,
the original
That'd be stupid of the show to do that. That'd be like, you know, you're not John and Natalie. God, dogs, I can't talk. Oh, my God. I can't hear myself think.
Is that Dan Foster? Is that Matt Foster?
I can't even. Oh, my God. This is what I have to put up with every fucking day. Dogs barking in the morning, night, middle of the wee hours of the morning, too.
Yeah.
I have a fucking shit dog, man. I think I'm going to take the dog back to the shelter, man. I'm only kidding. I would never do that.
We have another call.
The dog instigates the barking of the other dog. Every time the little dog barks, he has to run in there and bark too.
Well, Well, that's what dogs do. They're dogs.
Yeah,
but you know,
but I think it's a little dog
with an ear. Guys, we have another call.
Okay.
Because her hand is up, so I won't get in trouble.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? It's me.
Good.
I called in. Yes, I did. I called in. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, come on. Okay, like, we are ever prepared on here? No, we just fly by the seat of our pants.
I know.
We just say
yes.
That it's prepared.
Believe you me, I was one of those callers that was afraid to call in for the longest time.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I do. Every time, like, you guys will put me and set me there and, like, oh, there's a caller. And I'm like, oh, wait, I wasn't ready. I got to get on here.
Oh, my God. It's okay. It's not like you have to rehearse anything you say on here.
No,
because
I'm prepared. I don't feel under pressure.
Well, yeah, we tried to do a rehearse. We did rehearse something once, and we kind of pretended like we did a fight on air, and it kind of got silent in the room for a while. I didn't call back for like 20 minutes later and say it was all make believe. Oh, man, yeah. So, I told her that it will never fly again because people know us too well now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, people know us way too well by now, and, and I've decided after tonight I'm not cooking ever again. You know,
that's a good thing.
You know, the whole cake.
I was first making a carrot cake. One of my times making a carrot cake, all the ingredients went all over the place. I would open packages of walnuts, so they'd fly all over the place. I'd open the sugar and the cinnamon, and they would go all over the place except where I wanted it to go. And so from now on, I get measuring stuff, and I'll measure things out, and then I'll put them aside, and then I'll put them in instead of doing it just, you know, on the spur of the moment.
Good job.
Yeah, I know. I think I learned the hard way with that. At least I didn't
baking everything is like
some,
measuring,
you know, y'all. Some pancakes. I didn't try to do that. I think she was testing it. Were you like testing it to see if you could flip pancakes in a pan, right?
Okay, and you know what I tell. Okay, my mistake is I tell you everything, and yes, okay, I was, my brother did at the beach. My brother did a really good. He's a lifter, man. And I'm like, thinking, okay, if he can do it, I can do this. No, forget the idea.
Okay.
Okay, you guys. Carly, I hate to do this, but I gotta go.
Okay, Allie. Man, Allie, I hate we have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You're gonna have to go. But,
oh, but you know what,
they,
though, when my new
I
job
do.
Starts. I'm going to have to do that, too, though. Probably have to get off early, too. So.
I picked up a shift for tomorrow, so I am working tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll
usually
call in.
Usually I have Tuesdays off.
Tomorrow, so.
We will call in the rant room, and we will be ranting. So everyone, come on the rant room tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I planned this right. Yeah, I came when everybody's getting ready to leave. So that way I can sneak out, too, see?
Oh, my God.
Pretty slick.
That's a good name.
You know, all we have to do, see, all we have to do is get Dallas to call in. Dallas,
oh, yeah,
Dallas
needs to call in.
Yeah.
Dallas needs to call in.
I know.
Okay. I agree.
I wish Audrey could come on the show and call in, too.
Audrey will be back on Wednesday.
Okay, because she's really... She just goes on, and she does. She's not scared. She's not scared. She'll just say it what she feels, and I like that, you know.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Have
okay,
a good night,
Allie,
all you ladies.
All right, good night.
Okay,
bye.
Night, y'all. Night.
Bye. Night. Bye.
Night.
Okay, who's left?
Who's left? Is
Shirley.
Yeah, the original of us, Shirley, Brother, Terry, me, and Cece. So, Dallas, you should call in. Dallas, call in.
She
Dallas,
just,
call in.
Oh, She's still
oh, it's long distance
for her.
Yeah.
Okay, see, this is what you have to do. Give one of those,
Get on Skype, Dallas. It's free.
Yeah, I got Skype.
If you can get on, it took me a hour, but you can finally get on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys, I watched Grace Thumb the other night. Oh, my God, it was really good. It was funny to see Derek and,
Christina Bishop?
Yeah, that was fun.
Christina? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it this Thursday they come back or next Thursday?
No, it's the second.
Oh, the second.
But,
okay.
Yeah, because a lot of shows are not coming back until the second
January. The new year.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them are not coming to end of January. And V surely is coming back January.
The third or fifth, one of those. One in early January. I know.
And this new Spartacus thing is coming out January, the end of January, I think. So
yeah,
make sure you have
like
it in
that.
Your calendar.
Oh,
okay.
That show is hot.
I remember I was watching it one day, and all the guys were in a row, and they had all their things shown, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be polite. Their frontal was showing, and I'm here texting Kari. I'm like, Kari, you're not believing what I see.
You mean
right
their jaw?
Oh, man.
Being full frontal. And a lot of them had
that's
some nice
it.
Big ones, too. Of course, she had to pick the one. She had to pick the guy that had the best.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
What did she do? Eeny, meeny, miny, moly.
Oh, yeah.
Do I go?
You know, one thing about that show is that it's just, I mean, I was kind of worried about that show at first because when I first saw the previews, I thought, I just caught it. I wanted to watch because I liked the guy because I'd seen him in other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching it and I'm like, even though I had a lot of sex and violence, it was still a good show, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting the prequel to be the same.
Well, let's
does anybody know who they're going to cast yet in the actual original show?
Well,
or no?
My sister saw the guy. I think that's who she. I know. I don't think it's this other guy's name. What did I say? This is the prequel. I don't know who actually plays the new Spartacus. I guess you can go online maybe to their
website. Well, actually, the guy that's playing
out.
The Spartacus on this prequel is just for the prequel, but I think for the actual original series, they had three people in mind. But I read somewhere that one of the ones
I
in mind is going
chosen,
to Vampire Diaries
I think they
something.
Have chosen, I think they
one
have
of the chosen, one of them was the guy Aiden from AMC. I just don't know
I
if I could picture
him
as Spartacus.
Well,
yeah.
Aiden didn't do anything for me. I don't see him
as
a good-looking type. I'm sorry.
After a while.
Peacekeeper.
Yeah, I just want to say if 904, if you want to come on, just put your little hand thing up.
Put the little hand up there. What'd you say, Carly?
Yeah.
Put the little hand
up. The little hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought I was going to be so proud of myself, you guys, today. I'm like, I'm going to get all my Christmas shopping done. And, well, I have, like, two more things and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking today before the fire incident, I'm like, I could make Christmas cookies for everyone.
Oh,
I decided to.
You're not going to dare Christmas cookies, are you?
I decided to let that go. Because of the fire incident.
I hope you didn't mix that idea.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, why don't you make the carrot cake? I have the recipe there that I left for you. Why don't you try to attempt to make that?
Okay, I'm never...
Carly,
mm-hmm.
You're with me? You go to the store, you buy a random assortment of cookies, and you put them on plates, and you give them away. And nobody will know.
Hey, I made these cookies for you. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. Like, there's a commercial a long time ago I saw. She put flour on her face to make the wheat cookies.
Yeah, to make
it
all
in there.
Who's going to know? Who is going to know?
Yeah, like
you could do that.
You could. You could so do it. Go get some.
You
can
even send me some in the mail, and I'll pretend like that you made them.
But no, you know, after January, I love cookies. I really am fuzz, but I don't know. I'm usually not into, like, cookie and fuzz, but since it's Christmas time, my grandma makes the best fuzz, and I told grandma she cannot make any more because everyone in my family is addicted to this. This is really good, really yummy, yummy, yummy fuzz. And
yes. Does your grandma make the white one a lot or just the chocolate one a lot?
No, this is the first year she ever made the white one.
Because that white one was too much peanut butter in them.
Well, she made it for my aunt, one, you know, Neo's wife. Okay, I'm going to be good.
Next time you send me some, make sure it's all chocolate.
Well, believe me, I know. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited because, you guys, next week I will finally find out what my sister-in-law is having because they give the ultrasound next Monday. And so I have made bets with everyone in my family, and no one wants to bet with me because they think I'm right on. But I'm like, oh, come on, you guys. Come on. We could make a little money, and then we could support the little baby. All of the money we could put in a little pot, and her other wife can go baby shopping. Yeah, well, a lot of people thought that idea was good. See, I think she's having a girl. I've been having this feeling the whole time she's been pregnant. And my sister-in-law goes, what happened if it's a boy? I'm like, then I call him Spike. I was being funny. But no, but they're all really more cute, like little girl outfits than little boy outfits, though. I mean, it says, you know, we are going to have two in our family, and, you know, like a month and a half apart, I'm just hoping, you know, that I'm right, because if I'm not right on it, crap, I'm going to be disappointed. Dallas goes, stop messing with Carly. Thank you, Dallas. And, Brittany wants cookies. No, she's kidding. Brittany wants, my princess Brittany wants cookies. You know, if we all lived in the same state, we could, like, get, like, a cookie swap thing. But, you know, but I will be the one not cooking the cookies.
Bridget, look at you, your
well,
little...
I would be the one who would go to the store and actually put them on a plate and say, here you go.
Oh, that is really tacky, but okay, all right.
You wouldn't know, you wouldn't know. I'm only playing just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Man, everybody lives like... You know, they live
Dallas lives in Texas.
I know.
Dallas lives in Texas.
Really lives in Florida. Bridget lives in, where again, Bridget?
Wyoming.
And Allie lives in, where does Allie live in?
Ohio.
I live in California.
Audrey.
And I mean, we have the whole geography on here.
Yeah, and Bernie lives in Zosa. So, okay, and Audrey lives in Washington, D.C., so, I mean, you know, if we really wanted to be that all spread out, we, you know, we kind of did a really good job of it, but all of us are, I mean, everyone is cold, right? I mean, everyone is freezing right now because isn't like New York and everyone... Well, New York is really cold. Surly, has it been cold, or did it go back?
It's been chilly. I had to turn on the heat tonight because it went down in the 40s. I had to turn on the heat to take the chill off the apartment. But today was nice. It went up to around 60-something, you know, during the day, and the sun, it was very sunny. But I think tomorrow we go back up to more normal temperatures.
904, you're on the air.
okay. Well, they do not want to talk to us. But they had their hand up, so that was weird. Yeah, but it's been so cold here, but we are not going to have a white Christmas. It will be rainy. It will be, you know, which is fine. Oh, really?
Yeah, we had snow last night.
And when are you leaving for your
my butt?
Yeah, for you.
The day after Christmas.
That is going to be, like, fun for you. This.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun when we all go out and do stuff together. We don't get to see each other very often because I'm so far out of town and stuff, so it's nice to get together with friends.
Well, yeah, and I'm just happy that my brother was mowed. He made Christmas at 1 o'clock, and I'm like, guy, why can't we make it at 2 o'clock? Then I can sleep in more. But I got outvoted. But my little niece, Sophie, who called in, asked me, why can you come over at 6 o'clock in the morning when I wake up?
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my. So is everyone? Oh, okay, what about New Year's? Does anyone know what they are doing for New Year's?
I know I have to work my other job New Year's Day, so I don't think I'll be doing much having fun that night.
Nah, going out.
I might go out for a little bit, but yeah. I'd have to stay in town anyway.
Last year we tried going to the casino. My mom, my dad, me, and my brother-in-law, and we went to our first casino. It was all packed. So we drove about 60 miles, and all the casinos all over was packed.
Mm.
It was like, so we ended up going to my sister's house, eating a very cold frozen pizza, and hanging out with my little nephew, that is like 3 or 4. So yes, did anyone see Dave's has Melody find out why they are really fighting?
No.
Okay,
I don't think so. But I was curious because I was halfway looking at it because I was doing some stuff in the kitchen. But Carly and Bo, I mean, the way Carly is crying is so she feels like this is it for her and Bo. And, you know, because she's aware of the fact that Bo's going to help Hope. But she feels that it's curtains for them. I don't know, she was just boo-hooing after Bo left, and he was kind of sniffling. I said, oh, jeez. You know, but I don't know. But at least they have pretty good storylines, so I have to give it to them.
I liked Wednesday or Thursday when Jennifer and Bo have scenes. And Jennifer said, Hope's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's trying to tell us something. And,
that's
you know,
when she misspelled her daughter's name or something.
Yep.
That was a clue, and Bo didn't really catch it at first. I don't think she did anyway, you know. But.
And I guess they are bringing Abby back, too. They are recasting Abby, so, yeah. Is anyone happy with Demi? I'm liking Dave. I just hope EJ will just be more nice to Sammy. I mean...
Oh, sorry.
What's that, Carl? What's that? Terry,
oh my
that
God.
You?
Okay, what am I? Oh, shoot. Okay.
Cece,
yeah.
Wasn't Twitter fun? I mean, not today, but did you like my little tweet? Or maybe you didn't read it when I said the worst two couples of 2009-2010 are Zay Sam and Dante and Lulu. I mean, because I was trying to, like, go for, like, I mean, everyone, I mean, I hate the Sam, but Dante and Lulu, I used to like them, but now I'm like, you are annoying me. You know, and I just want you take on the, if you like Dante and Lulu.
Yeah, no, they're cute. Right now their storyline is kind of boring, but for the most part, yeah, I still like them.
Dallas goes. Dallas goes. People are coming over to my house, so Dallas will go. But no, I like Dante and Lulu. I just don't like Dante. I am not the biggest.
Why don't you like Dante?
Why don't I like Dante, okay?
Why don't you
because...
like Dante? I'm asking you, because I do. I think he's cute. I think he's adorable.
Because he came into town. He set his sights on Jason and Sunny. I love Sunny. I mean, I don't want Benny to kill me in here, so I'm being really careful how I say this. I love Sunny, but I love Jason more than I love Sunny. And so when Dante was trying to bring Sunny down, he was also bringing down Jason and Bill. And, you know, he's a stupid rat bastard to die. He's such a hypocrite. Thank you, Brittany. Because, you know what, he went open cold and he, you know, told the truth, whatever. But now he's covering up for Brenda. I mean, come wait a moment. You know, he wanted to throw Carly, Jason, and Sunny under the bus for covering for Michael. But wait a moment. He just did the same thing with Brenda. That just got me mad. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Maybe, you know, maybe I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong what he's doing. But do you think that maybe because it's just two different situations, you're talking a girl that he cares about, but not maybe not necessarily in love with, but his own flesh and blood brother, who he feels that he wants him to be good and he wants him to do the right thing, that he chose to go ahead and let him take the fall the way he's supposed to, so he'll learn a lesson versus, you know, whatever Brenda had gone through with the Falcon or whatever, the storyline that we played out with this, that he was doing it more to protect her, not necessarily for her to learn a lesson from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but for me, but Brenda's a grown woman. Michael's just a kid protecting his sister and mom. That's all he was doing that night. That's all. And yes, people are going to say, well, they should have gone to the police. Whatever. My thing is, they have been wanting Sunny and Jason ass for the past 20 years. Okay, so they could not get Sunny and Jason, okay? Let's do Michael up on the civil plate. And Dante's saying to Michael, Morgan, Molly, oh, don't worry, Michael won't go there. He could never, he should have never promised that.
You're right, he shouldn't have promised that because that wasn't his promise to make. But, God, you're killing me here. you're right, it wasn't his promise to make.
Everybody has their own opinion about what
know about certain about characters, so you know everybody's going to have their own opinion about you know whatever. And believe me, I've gotten into little tips over Carly about this Dante and you know whatever. And I'm like, got to the point where, oh my God, we're actually fighting over fictional characters. You know, I'm like, okay. Like Friday, I was reading something on the ABC's message board, and all I was agreeing to what the post had said because she was writing what I was thinking about it, and she talked about how the writing and they don't do history anymore, they don't do continuity, they don't do character driven. I was agreeing with that, and Carly's like, well, I love plot points, and I was like, yeah, but they don't know how to write character-driven stories anymore.
You
need to balance it. You could have character-driven, but also include plot points. And because I'm not wanting to come home an hour out of my day watching nothing but plot points. I'm in love with soap operas for the characters and the development of characters and
story.
Characters become almost a part of your
your family or your existence or whatever.
I know. I grew up with these people. I grew up with Jason. You know, we're like the same age practically. When he first came on the show is when I kind of started watching it. And I watched him as Jason Quartermain. I watched the character develop into even who he is today. And it's like, they just ruined him for me. Jason never would have taken Sam back a long time ago after having what he did. It took him 10 fucking years to forgive Robin of telling the truth, yet it took him, a split second to forgive something that's so unforgivable. And it's funny, when I go on these message boards, this one person, Alexis Sanfan, says, why are you bringing up the fact that it's over? She watched her dick get kidnapped and she did all that. But that's a mute point now. That's the past. Get over it. And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, but really, even though it's fiction, people are mothers on the show that watch the show. Mm-hmm, there is no way in hell that they.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, come on. Back in the days when writing was good, they would not have, because they know the audience who's watching is mothers and women watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have written that.
That's why they're throwing it at the kids nowadays, because they know that these mothers that have been on the show.
They're really writing
the show,
to those kids, by the way, they're writing Jason and Sam. You know, because of all the sex in movies, and that's all they want to see. Seems like that's all they want to see is Jason taking his shirt off, or, you know, with the Sam, or having them.
Yeah.
There is nothing there. I mean, I can't. I just don't understand why they need
it's
to throw it down our throats.
I agree with you.
They said they're going to train us to watch us, and they call us liaison terrorists. How are we terrorists by wanting Liz and Jason together? Oh, because we're not going to watch the show. That's why they call us terrorists. So we're like hijacking the show or something.
That's called rebels, not terrorists.
Yeah, I know.
Rebels.
I know.
Well,
Jason and Sam, when they start going on the ABC's mesh board and start saying, well, Jason and Sam are not responsible for the ratings or whatever of messing up or going down to whatever, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, that's a big part of it. If they were such couples, when I started watching soaps, it was because certain couples, like Cruz and Edith on Santa Barbara, I love them, and I stayed tuned to that show because of them, then I fell in love with the whole show by watching them. I mean, it's like with General Hospital. I mean, that's a staple of the soap, is romance and couples, isn't it? I mean,
and family,
And if you're not, if they're going to screw up some couples, of course people are going to get fed up with it and maybe tune out after a while if them screwing them over and over for 10 years. Maybe they didn't bring down a lot of the ratings, but they're a big part of it. I mean, come on, if they were such a great couple, don't you think people would have tuned back in for them as soon as they got together? You know, it's like, come on, you know, I mean, yeah, they're not, I mean, Liz and Jason, too, won't help bring the ratings to the way they used to be, but they can really, surely, really be a start to bringing up the ratings.
Yep. And, you know, the other thing people want to forget is, you know, this couple, J-Sam, or what I like calling J-Slut, has thrown every couple under the bus to promote them. You know, let's break up Spin CJ. Let's break up Robin and Patrick. Okay. Fun side, you cannot train muse to fall in love with a couple. Either you already love the couple already, or you don't. It's
you don't.
Not like,
yeah.
You know. And
with Dante and Lulu, if they were on like maybe 10 years ago, they probably would have put them together. You get to know these characters, the two characters, and not just throw them together and you have a full-blown couple. Maybe they could have given it some time and let us fall. I loved Dante and Lulu when they first got together,
mm-hmm.
But now I can't stand them. I honestly can't. I love Lulu, but I just can't stand this couple anymore. I mean, all they have is, you know, they've been having a lot of sex late. Well, not lately, but that's all they show them as having is, you know, doing the nasty on the couch or whatever or something. I don't want to see actual like romantic story. I want to see like with Liz and Jason when they first met at the bar at Jake's bar. Well, not
yeah.
when they first met, but when she went to the bar because she felt like she needed to drown her sorrows or whatever, get in trouble or something. And that conversation they had at Jake's. That was amazing. He was just sitting there listening to her, and she just let
mm-hmm.
out her heart to him.
Yeah,
that's what I want, you know. And him running to her rescue all the time, which was amazing too. But you don't see that anymore on this show.
No,
a lot of the problem is the fact that. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of problems is too is that you know JH will give that build up.
Yeah.
They'll throw that character out there. They'll put him through the turmoils.
Yeah.
They get the lead up. They finally get him together. They have
yeah.
sex. And the couple's over. I mean,
I know.
You know, it's like, okay, who can we stick them in bed with now? How
yeah,
can we do
I mean,
this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As soon as I don't know.
And Jason and Liz, they've been building that couple up since 1999. They have been building this couple up for so long, and then it's like you finally put them together in 06, and we have them for a little while. And they figured they'll give us a baby, you know, and then they'll break them up. But we've got our baby, so that's it. They think we'll be satisfied, but no,
yeah.
We want that. We've had the beginning and the end. We want that middle. You know, we want their story. I mean, come on, they're wasting General Hospital's time by putting Jason and Sam back together. So these 2 years, we could have had a nice storyline with Jason and Liz instead of coffee and Chinese food or, you know, or whatever, you know? I mean,
and
come
today,
on.
And today, another bad guy is gone because they killed Jerry.
Oh, they can't.
Bringing
him back. I don't understand. Why
I mean,
because
he was only
back.
On for
he
so
said it was a plot point
so
device to for the Balkan thing, to reveal who the Balkan was, probably.
So
huh?
They
now
to go and get another actor to come. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand, Shirley. I'm
that
never going to
no
understand
sense.
The show until they totally clean
that
it up.
No sense.
I don't
house.
Think he's dead. I don't think he's dead. I think
well,
he's
I
was
a
hope
yeah,
he
he's from, yeah, he's got nine lives too.
Vest or something,
yeah.
You know, and he's not really dead, and he'll show up at who knows?
Because he's such a
who
good
knows.
Character. I don't see them just wicking that.
I love Sebastian.
Helen.
I love him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
like him too. Sebastian Roach. I've seen
him
on movies
mm-hmm.
a long, long time ago. He's really good at playing bad guys, and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
he's hilariously funny.
He was on Fringe too, Bridget.
Yes,
he
was.
He
was
a
good
bad
actor
guy on that show too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I don't know. I like I said, I took General Hospital off my DVR today. I didn't miss it. I didn't like it. It's like there's nothing really on the show to make me want to tune back in, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
I will tune in Thursday and Friday because they have the repeats of the Metrocrawl. I just want to prove to the
okay.
powers be that
are they going to show Liz and Jason?
Are they?
Yeah.
Cut them out
that,
of these
okay,
things.
No, fine. That is next week. And, that's the 31st or whatever. Next week. Thank
are
you.
Are they showing specific episodes? Because that was a whole month of that, wasn't it? Okay. No, I know somebody
they will.
Posted
you know they're gonna
days. Somebody posted exactly what's going to be happening on those days, but What would be so sad is if they actually just garnered it towards Salman Jisman, you know it would be political. It's a political thing that they're doing.
That's what I was wondering. Are they really
they
going
are,
to show that?
You know they are.
An agenda. It would be such an agenda. You could see it if they were to do that. Oh, my God. And skip all the good parts with Liz and Jason. I'm hoping that they're going to show the elevator scenes.
Yeah.
That's what I asked.
See, that's next week.
Yeah, that's next week.
Maybe that's going to give us a hint as to what's coming.
Yes.
And if they were so
going to
change Jake's paternity, why is Steve Byrne filming scenes with Jake?
Yep.
He tweeted that he's...
Yep.
Somebody tweeted him and asked him... They're on RTN. Somebody copied and pasted the tweets, and they asked him, are you filming any scenes with Jake? And he's like, yeah, I just did, like, today or something. I bet you the DeSantis had a field day with that, or spinning that all. I think spinning it. Oh, it's just the it's just like he's gonna get more into his life, and that's it, and nothing about Liz or whatever. And you know the thing is though, if they want to get rid of, they want to change the paternity to the Summer fans are so hoping this is true. But you know the problem is that even if Jake wasn't in the picture, Jason and Liz have a bond that they've always had with each other.
They are not saying
it was just icing on the cake. But they have to remember that even before there was a Jake, there was a Liz and Jason. You know, they make it sound like Jason never loved anybody but Sam.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe that's the truth, but as of now, that's not what they're showing. You know what I'm saying? You sort of, you know, have to go with what's on screen. And what's on screen, be it sleazy or whatnot, but Jason and Sam are together. Maybe it's not
they're right now, but the writing is so sloppy.
No,
The writing is so sloppy. I mean, she has not been on for a whole month, practically. Even Kelly did tweet. She said that she wasn't going to be on a lot this month. I mean, if they're such a great couple, and if they're such a couple in demand, don't you think they would be writing them on, like, every day?
Yeah,
I mean, I remember when I was watching Santa Barbara and all these other
soaps.
Cruz and Eden were always on every day almost.
Yeah,
if not every day, maybe every other day. But, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, they're together on the show, but they're not. How much more can they really write for this couple? They've been painted in a wall. I mean, they've been painted in a corner in a wall. In a corner. I mean, I don't see surely where they can go much further with this couple. Honestly, I can't see how a baby, I don't even see them writing a baby because that would be
the end
of the couple for sure.
And, you know, the thing is, too, you know, once they lost those filming scenes with Leo, and that happened.
My God. Showing these scenes together, the ratings, I predict, are going to be really good. Even if they maybe not as good as they were back in the day, but maybe if we could pull in a 2.1 on the days that Liz and Jason are on, then we have done our job by tuning back in. And then if they don't see that, if the powers that be don't see that, I don't know what else we could do. I mean, they're so stubborn. They don't want to see it.
Yeah, and you know what?
Handful of people in focus groups. How can you really judge?
Oh, you know what?
That is nothing. Focus group, like what Bridget or somebody said the other day, send out little surveys in the mail to the people that actually get the magazines, the soap magazines, maybe.
And actually watch these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually watch these shows. Just randomly send out surveys to anybody, to the country or whatever, and see how many they get back and, you know, put, like, what you miss on the show, what couples do you like or whatever, and see how many. The SmackDown proved it. That SmackDown proved that Liz and Jason are a couple that is in one scene.
So
how can you cheat? It's snail mail. How can you cheat? You have to send the originals unless you're bright enough and go in the store and take a magazine and hide in a little corner and tear out the thing. They were not smart enough to do that, these fans.
By the way, we have
By the way, we did
minutes?
Have like 40
oh my
seconds
God, it went by
but,
fast.
Yeah,
the
it does go
death,
by.
Carly just called it.
What? Oh, no, no,
the
no, no.
Kiss of
but
death.
The thing is, but the thing is with this, I'm telling you right now, Lavon is coming 2011. They film will be a distant memory. And you know what? I, my own opinion, see it. You know what? Jason doesn't like, doesn't really love Sam. No, he just drinks the coffee and eats the Chinese food and has really bad, bad, bad sex.
Like,
bad sex.
Like, I'm just going to, like, somebody posted an RT on me today. They're going to pretend like Jason and Sam don't exist. That's going to be the
I pretend they don't exist.
Huh?
I said, I pretend they don't exist.
Yeah, I know. I think the start of today of taking it off my DVR was a start. So if I could just pretend they don't exist right now until maybe next year until or whatever, then I'll be fine. I'll just fast forward their scenes or close my eyes while I'm fast forwarding.
You know
I'll just
what? But you
like
know,
he's not in love with her if I watch
oh,
that.
He's
not.
I'm saying
he's not in love with
he's
her.
Not.
He's not.
No,
he's
not.
And the same when the
my
breakup happened. When the breakup happens, all of us are coming on here. We are having a party. We are going to
yeah.
have the biggest party. And we
so,
might also call J-Sam Radio and go,
okay. Don't you think if he was truly in love with Sam, though, he'd really be putting her first? Don't you think, though, that if he's truly in love with
yeah.
her, though, he'd be putting her first? He hasn't been putting her first for a long time, and that's the problem
he's
with
never
that.
Put her first.
Huh?
He's never put
he's
her
never put
first.
Her, yeah, he's never put her first. And
never.
I remember that scene that Jason had with Spinelli when he was in prison.
Sam,
and he said,
go-
I can't regret having that night I had together with her because it gave me Jake.
Yep.
And they totally, they can't rewrite history. They can't forget, they can't make us forget about that.
No.
You know,
well,
they
can't. Well,
funny
enough, but you see,
yeah.
You know, just the secrets that were kept. Just everything that was done.
And
you know,
and
he didn't. He felt guilty
and I remember when he was
her,
in the court when Liz was
lied to her for
and
Liz.
She was, and she was in the courtroom in the waiting room. And when Jason they yeah. sent Jason to the wrong room, he was handcuffed and he said to Liz, "I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing," meaning he's protecting them
yeah.
and lying to protect them or whatever. He said, "I know what
right.
I'm doing." You know.
Yeah,
whatever.
And you know, and the thing is, you know, they are still, they still have.
It's beautiful over here.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they still have secrets. They still have secrets. Jason lied to Sam about the car bombing. That Sonny was behind it. Jason lied. Jason lied to her about that back in July, oh, August.
And
so you
know what's funny is that they think that Elizabeth can't handle his life, but didn't she? She went into a police station and stole his records, and she went to work, and she shredded his all that was against him that they were going to arrest him for or something because he was under investigation. She actually went into that police station and stole the records, and she shredded him. And she killed a Russian guy or whatever. And, you know, Elizabeth Weber can surely handle herself if she was put against the wall, too, especially when it comes to her children.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? You know, and she saved Jason more than we can count. You know,
yep.
not only by the gunshot wounds, but by when she went into that police station and stole those records of Jason's, and she even
yeah.
called him. And he said, "What are you doing, Elizabeth? Why are you putting yourself in this situation?" She's like, "Well, I have to. You know, you're the, I don't know exactly what she said, but she felt
well,
like
yeah.
she owed him one. She owed him one or 100 things.
Well, you know, and the thing is, they have been keeping secrets from each other for a while, and way back when the Christina and Molly, the Christina Ethan thing, Jason knew before Sam that, no, wait, Ethan didn't do this. And, you know, just things like that. And, like, they are not in, They are not connected.
And I can't believe, I could not believe that she went to Ethan's face.
I know.
After she thought that he abused Christina, She totally went in his face and was doing a karate chop thing on him or whatever. Karate, like, oh my God. That was so fucking hilarious. But, you know, I mean, see, Jason thinks logically. He thinks logically, and he knows, mm-hmm. he knows things are not as they appear to be. And so Sam just totally was not even thinking straight, thinking, oh, yeah, he did it, and was, like, pounding his face in or whatever. You know, I mean, did she even apologize to Ethan after it was found out that he didn't do it?
No.
No.
I don't even
Alexis
think.
Alexis did,
but I thought that maybe Sam should have done
apologized.
That. Because, you know, she was practically doing a karate move on him. Or she did do a karate move on him and everything. I don't know. Poor Ethan. He was.
Well, yeah, I like Ethan. I do like Ethan.
I love. He carried Christina from the when he found her beaten on the floor. I loved. He just swooped her up and carried her to the hospital. Wasn't that? That was an amazing scene.
And he was. Yeah.
Huh?
A good scene. I said, yeah, it was a good scene.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, I think that they make a really good couple, Ethan and Christine. I don't like Maya and Ethan.
I with Maya will leave. Oh, you know, go Nick or whatever. But I love that the way there was a look in Sunny scene, and it was just those two. Whenever they are in the scene, make me laugh. I mean, they how they do the scene and. I've always liked the Sunny look relationship, and, you know, if they keep it, I mean, if they're, I mean, you know, they are going to be in-laws one way or another, either Dante or Lulu, but I would rather be Ethan and Christina. I would think that would
be
hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because Ethan, I keep forgetting Ethan is Luke's son. I keep forgetting about that.
Well, because originally he was supposed to be Robert's son.
Robert, I think that would have been better. I would have loved Robin to have a brother.
Mhm. Robert has a cousin, Aiden. Aiden.
I know. Well, Robin would have had a little sister if Aiden. Not David and her mother and his little daughter hadn't died on AMC. Remember?
Yeah.
She would have had a little sister. I keep forgetting that Anna went to all my children and David and Anna were together. What a
Yeah.
Bad,
well.
What?
Yeah. And I remember. I remember Robin also was on there. Kimber, you know, she did like
right.
a
I forgot
like a 2-day
that.
Stand or whatever, because Edmund found her and whatever, and so yes. Okay, so Wednesday, so we are gonna make it. We are gonna say that we make it an hour, but who knows how long really it will happen. I mean. Maybe like an hour and something. But not like the full 2 hours because I might not have a voice by Friday. But then a lot of people would love it if I couldn't talk. Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. And there's no way I'll be the sole host. I'll have to have Shirley and Bridget. If that were to ever happen, Bridget and Shirley, you guys are going to have to come in and do it, too.
Hey, we can do it, couldn't we, Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
They could take over for the night. Yeah, they could be, yeah.
Okay. We could be comic relief, too, you know.
Harley could just be, she'll just have to start the show since she has a switchboard stuff, so she can just sit in the background and be silent, which would be a shock, but, you know.
Don't have
okay.
on the mute button either, like some people
exactly.
do.
I know. You know what? That I can't. I remember I was talking. It was on Ali's show, and I was listening, and I was talking, and I was like, "Why are they not listening to me or hearing
exactly.
me?"
Exactly.
And everybody's like, "Where is Terry?" And I was like, "I'm here." And then I realized I had the mute button on for like 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
I felt like a dumb blonde when that happened.
Yeah, I know. She cut me off not too long ago. I said, "What the hell did Carly do?
What did I do?
What did she do?"
Oh,
what did I do?
You had muted me.
I called in once, and she kept me on the thing for like 10 minutes. It seemed like that was like
excuse me.
It's just too bad there wasn't in a way to like, you know, let her know we just keep pressing the number one. I don't know if that let you know that we're flagging you to put this on.
Hello.
See the one flashing and, you know.
Oh,
geez. Are both beautiful. You know what? I'm hoping that they're not going to do a Thomas and Brooke thing. That, oh, God, I'm going to so not watch that show anymore.
You know what? Okay, Cece, do you watch B&B?
No, I don't.
I took that. I don't even watch it. I just don't even fast forward.
Yeah, I know.
There was a magazine in the store today. It said, "Is Brooke gonna seduce Thomas?" Question mark. I'm like, oh my gosh, poor Brooke can never get a fuck.
Oh my God, you guys! Oh. Someone just tweeted, "Can't wait tomorrow. Bo breaks Hope out of prison."
Oh, really?
Good.
Oh, yeah, that's about right. Time. I forgot to say that today, I guess Carly and Bo were on today, and I guess Bo, I didn't really
watch them.
They
were.
Carly,
I mean,
Bo told Carly that she's going to go rescue Hope or something, and then Carly so cried at the end. I'm sorry, but I was kind of happy.
I felt bad for her, though.
I liked them back in the day when Hope wasn't around, when she was presumed dead. That's when I fell in love with. But, you know, Hope's been back for so long now that, you know, they're like the staple of that show, Days of Our Lives. If they totally screw them up, I can't have any couples on any
channel. I will be mad if they don't do the whole Christmas thing this week.
But
if they don't do it, I'm going
to
be mad.
I only have Victoria on YNR. I only have Todd and Tay on One Life to Live. Days of Our Lives, I kind of don't really watch. I can't, and there's nobody on General Hospital that I really like.
Cece, who do you like? Who's your favorite couples on the soaps? Do you have any? Besides Jason and Liz?
No, honestly, right now, I don't have anybody. I
know. It's kind of hard to not like anybody these days on soap operas, no matter what
you
are.
You need to start watching YNR because.
Oh, yeah. Billy and Victoria are like.
Yeah,
oh my
Billy
God,
and Victoria
like,
are our favorite couple. We love them. I love them. I love Billy. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he's so
good.
Well, I watched Young and the Restless a little bit.
See, I watched Young and the Restless a while ago, and then when I went to visit Carly, she was watching Billy and Victoria, and then she got me watched Young and the Restless again.
Billy
now
Victoria
I watch Billy and Victoria,
and
I like Daniel
Michael
and Abby
and
now,
Lauren.
But they're kind of screwing that with Daisy.
Michael Lauren, I mean, I do like Michael and Lauren. And,
I like it. To me, they are the staple couple on that show, really.
Is Daisy Michael's sister over there?
No. I'm
going to
sneak out right now, guys, so you guys have a good talk. All right, bye, ladies.
Bye. Talk to you soon. I should start saying that. I'm going to sneak out now, too, okay?
Michael's dad.
Okay.
Stepdad.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just...
Only, he wasn't Michael's dad.
Okay, because it gets confusing with, you know, Michael and Kevin and, you know...
Does anybody like Kevin and Chloe together?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Jenna is becoming a bad person now.
I really hate what they did to her
she
character.
She used to be
of
so
course,
fun
I
to
really
watch.
Like
I actually liked them together when they were
yeah,
when she
I
was.
Yeah, I did, too. I did, too.
Was Jenna,
yeah,
when she came on the show, was she kind of crazy already or what? Because she was in prison.
No, she was.
You know, she had this brain tumor or something,
yeah.
You know.
But you know what she did? She called the Children's Services on Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
I can't believe that she did that. That was stooping to an all new level.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
By doing
is that what she did? Oh,
that she called the Children's Services on Chloe because she's jealous of their relationship.
Yeah.
And then because the Children's Services came and. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do too. I got it for so whatever. Yeah. And okay, just lost my train of thought now. Okay, no, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, because I couldn't believe that she did that. How dare she called
When and then on top of that, Billy got found out about that, and he had to go confront them, and you know, and everything. And poor little the little girl. I mean, how dare Jenna do that? Mm. And then on top of everything, Jenna seduces him, and they make love on the. This is when I guess Kevin told Chloe how he felt about her, and she couldn't really say anything because she wasn't sure. She's not sure how she feels, and then she has to walk in on them. Mm. Oh my God! I never liked Jenna and Kevin. I like Kevin and Chloe though. They're like
good. I do too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You like one couple on the show, and then you learn to love other storylines on that show. That's how I kind of fell in love with soap operas. I fell in love with the couples and
right.
The
so do I.
You know, isn't that the staple of shows though? Is couples and romance and whatever. Mm-hmm.
It used to be,
I know.
You know, I was a big, way back in the day, I was a big Ryan and Victoria.
I liked Victoria and Cole. I was a Cole and Victoria fan.
Oh, okay.
I loved J.D. Peck on there. He was kind of with the mother and the daughter, wasn't he?
No, he was.
I liked them, but then I could not get into Ryan and Victoria. I just don't know why, but I just couldn't get into them. Did people like this new Victoria right away, or did you have to get?
I liked someone from the beginning. I love their snarkiness.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
So ornery to each other.
Are you talking about Ryan and Victoria? Or are you talking about... Okay, never mind. I was talking about...
Billy and Victoria.
Oh, Billy and Victoria, you mean? Oh, yeah. Billy and Victoria. Oh, God, I know. They're like the Romeo and Juliet of that show, kind of.
They are so
good
together.
Aren't they?
Oh,
I read on the magazine, too, that they might have a miracle, a Christmas miracle. I'm hoping they're going to get pregnant.
I hope she's going to get pregnant, right?
Well, you know what?
And I love how he's such a different person. I love how he's a different person he's a different person when he's with her. He's not
totally.
That player.
Mm-hmm.
He puts her first.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do anything
always,
to protect her.
Always puts her first.
He puts
always.
Her first. So, and now that's what you call a couple, a romantic
mm-hmm.
couple
yes.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that
mm-hmm.
with Jason and Sam, even if I was a fan of that couple. They're not that kind of couple. Well,
mm-mm.
even if Billy and Victoria were like this adventure couple, I would still like... I don't know. It's hard for me to explain, but you're talking about two different shows, too, and the writing is different from YNR, obviously.
One is good and one is bad.
Did you
see
Abby trying to seduce Tucker?
You know what? I don't think she really was going to feel. I think she's trying to prove.
Me
to
too,
her,
Shirley.
Her mother,
I was just gonna.
Yep.
That
I was just gonna say
is
that.
Full of crap, you
she's
know?
Gonna try to prove a point.
I don't think she would have gone through with it. And
no.
I'm gonna say Tucker isn't stupid either. You know, he's
well,
not
yeah.
stupid. He's
because
sort of
she
thinking,
saw.
What is this all about? Because
she when they were at dinner and they went and Victoria was at the bar and she and Abby came back and she saw Tucker with Victoria like he was kind of too close. To her,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
and then she heard him calling the waitress like darling, hey, and then I think she's trying to prove a point to her mother that this guy is like gonna hurt you,
right.
and he's like no good.
He's a creep.
You know what?
Yeah,
because you know after he slept with Diane, and then that's it, and like he just more or less told her,
oh,
this
did
is
Tucker
a one-time thing. Seeing out here. And
did Tucker sleep with Diane too?
Yes,
he's a jerk.
Tucker slept with Diane. What is with this, Diane? She's sleeping with Tucker, and she's sleeping with Nick, and she's probably getting to...
Something. I think she's going to sleep with Victor.
Victor, too.
Yeah. I think she's trying to sleep her way up the ladder is what I'm thinking she's trying to do.
She's
trying to sleep her way up the ladder. And you know what? Yeah. I love Mara West. I love Rose Carly. But I'm having a hard time liking her as Diane right now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because you fall in love with these actors on other shows. She was Carly on that show for like 12-something years, 15 years.
I think one more like 15 years.
It's just like Reva. It's just like Kim Zimmer.
I know.
Right.
She's recreating a character that was hardly on One Life to Live for a short
mm-hmm.
stint. I can't see her as anything but Reva.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Terry Kahn. Terry Kahn, or she's Terry Kahn now. And Terry Kahn too. She was a Katie on As the World Turns, but I still have to. I still have to fully like this character. I don't know what she's all about right now, Aubrey. I mean, you know, these people that were on these soaps for so long, it's kind of hard to like them as new characters when you've watched them growing up watching them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like somebody like with the Robert Pattinson, he's been playing this vampire for so long. Is he really going to be able to break out of that vampire image?
Well,
you
know? I know. See, that's the thing, you know, actors tend to pigeonhole themselves,
or
maybe not them, but the people in charge, you know, and that's really not.
And
a
I
good
think
thing.
That's a problem when you have these actors playing these roles for so many years. That's why probably a lot of them go to do different things because they don't want to. They want different opportunities to play different kind of roles. Like Steve Burton, Steve Burton did good back in the early days. He actually played Jason for a while, for a long time, and then he left. He kept going back. So I could see him doing other things because I've seen him doing other things before, and he did really well outside of General Hospital. You know, but, I mean, I just don't know. If Steve Burton were to leave General Hospital, I'm sorry, but I think they're going to lose the fans, too.
A whole lot of fans.
Oh, yeah. And if they really want him to resign with...
Of course, I'm going now, but I always go to YouTube.
If they really want him to resign with the show, they're really gonna have to really think about what is really best for the show because I know he really wants to work with Becky. I don't care what these other fans may say that he didn't want to work with her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's not true.
He never said he didn't want to work with her. This Alexa Sam fan always goes on and saying that kissing her is like kissing his brother and sister. He doesn't want to work with her. He wants this mob story or whatever. He never really wanted to work.
I never read where he made. I did read where he said, oh, you know, she's like, you know, kissing the sister.
Yeah. Well,
you know what?
I'd rather him acting opposite somebody that is like kissing your sister. Because if it was not like kissing your sister, I'd be like, okay, what's going on here?
You know what I mean?
You,
I always thought that there was a little something. I think it has to be a little something there for it to be good. You know what I'm
but
saying?
They're
both
very,
very respectful. But,
And then Alexa Samson will go on there and she'll say, he said he loved working with Maurice, with Laura, with so-and-so, with Kelly, and whatever. I mean, he's not going to list everybody. He probably just lists it off the top of his head, you know. It's not like he loves to work with everybody. He doesn't have a preference to really. He wants to broaden his acting chops, and I'm sorry, but keeping him with Sam, he has not been nominated. I don't know. He hasn't had an Emmy since, like, 1998 or something. And nothing against Kelly Monaco or anything, but I just don't
see
him.
He's not the greatest actress.
I don't see him getting an Emmy. If he wants this juicy work, they need to get him out of this box they painted him in, or whatever.
I don't know.
I just
get the feeling, like I said before, Steve. At this point, you know, it's so political. You know, now that he said, "The hell with it," he'll do whatever he has to do.
I know.
Whoever he has to kiss, love. Whoever he has
honestly,
to love.
Honestly, I think he probably stopped the fight.
Family.
I think he was fighting for Liz and Jason, but
he
kind of just stopped because he probably knew they were not going there. He even said it. I don't know if it was in a magazine or an event. He said that's where they want to go. So, yeah, I guess he really didn't have. I guess he kind of just got tired of pushing for it. I remember him saying. He was pushing for Liz and Jason, but that's not where they wanted to go. And obviously they were wrong with that because obviously where they wanted to go is not where General Hospital should be. They're in the bottom of the ratings.
Right.
Man, if I were in charge of ABC Daytime, I would listen to what the fans. I would go on these ABC message boards and do my research and find out really what they want. You know.
Yeah, but
you know, I mean, if I were even a manager at a company, wouldn't you want to find out? Wouldn't you want to get to know your people you work with and what?
Yeah.
And you know, I was telling Carly this the other day. I go, it's just like a product. It's just like, you know, you have this company sells this product, and it's just sitting there on the shelf, not making any money. If that were to happen, they'd discontinue that item and replace it with a new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel with Sam and Jason. They're not doing anything. That couple is not doing anything with the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not making them any. It's not making them with the higher. I don't know how it works with the money thing with advertisers or something. I mean, they do these promos and it hasn't done any good with them.
Nope.
You know, and they need to discontinue. They need to put Sam and Jason on the shelf forever. Let it gather dust because they're not doing any. It's not working. The product is not working, and they're not selling it. They're selling it wrong. They're throwing it down our throats for 2 years. You know, or whatever.
I just think with the scene with Becky and stuff, I'm thinking, okay, you know what? We have some hope. There was some hope there. And,
Well, just the fact that they're having scenes together is amazing, is an amazing feat. I'm hoping that it's the beginning of the reconnection, you know?
Yeah, and...
It should be like some kind of a scene they had back in 06 when a love shouldn't be safe scene. Because
right now
in my mind, Jason's just having his heart guarded because he doesn't want to hurt Liz or Jake right now. And, you know, you're having this guy on the show and he's a father and he's not even acknowledging him. Don't you think that he would have, after all this Franco stuff, don't you think he would have been at least concerned for Liz and Jake? Maybe something had leaked out that Franco maybe found out that Jake was his or something. Maybe he knows, for all I know. Maybe that's why he's coming back. Maybe he did find, huh?
It makes him look like a deadbeat dad.
I know.
I mean, it makes him look just, I mean, that's just not who he is.
And that's what the DeSammer fans are saying, too. They're spinning it, saying they're going to change Jake's paternity to Lucky, so that way it'll make room for Liz and Sam and Jason. But
they won't do that.
They won't. And even if they were to do that, if they were to, there would be such backlash on that show. That would be a bad move on General Hospital's part to even do that. Consider doing that because no matter what they do, they have just, you know, made him look bad, the character of Jason, no matter how which way they were to take that character. So basically, he can't have a baby with Liz, and he can only have a baby with Sam, and the danger doesn't matter if it's with Sam. The danger should matter.
How is she going to be a ride and die chick when she's pregnant?
I know.
I mean,
and
that's
I think
the whole
if Sam were to become a mother, I think if Sam
chick.
Were to become a mother, no matter if it was Jason's baby or somebody else's baby, her life, she would totally change the way she thinks of the world, I think. Because you're dealing with, you're protecting a child. You have another life to think about. You can't just be thinking about yourself now. And that's the problem that I think that would happen if they were to write them having a baby, because their priorities are going to have to completely shift. You know, they can't have Sam in peril all the time. Because, you know, or whatever, because then what's going
to
happen? If they have a baby,
the
baby's going to be gone. They're never going to show the baby anymore. So basically, it's a mute point. Even if they were to have a baby, they probably won't have scenes where the baby's not even in scenes anymore. They'll probably have the baby go off somewhere else and, you know,
he'll
send
probably
out.
Be with Spencer.
Yeah.
Spencer.
Or, like, locked in the room with the nanny forever. And
yeah.
So basically it would be a mute point. Then they could go off on their adventures and or do whatever. And it would just be the death of that couple. Domestication. Jason can't be domesticated.
Right.
Guza even said that. And didn't he's the one that coined that phrase for Jason? Domestication.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be domesticated.
Right.
And isn't having a baby domesticated? Well,
I would think
minus Jake, because Elizabeth's taking care of Jake, but isn't that domestication for Jason? Oh, no, domestication only counts if you have more than one child, is what the December fans say.
Well, that's stupid. That doesn't even make sense.
A child is a child, no matter if it's one or two, you're domesticated.
That's right.
You
and
know, you
got
to sacrifice.
Changes.
You have to sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice your life.
You have to sacrifice a lot of things for that child.
That's right.
And
so
I
kind of
know from experience that you have to sacrifice your whole fucking whatever. I had to help raise my oldest niece, and I was a teenager at that time, and I couldn't do a lot of stuff that I wanted to do. So, yeah. So... I even called my mom out on that a long, long time ago when I was having to help take care of the kids. The middle one, she's 21 now, but when she was a baby, I totally got fed up. I was crying. I was like, Mom, I don't have a life. I can't do anything. And I had the baby in my hands. I just fell to the floor, and my mom grabbed her like out of my arms and everything.
Wow.
I couldn't take it anymore because your life base, you know, your teen. And I don't, and when I was going through that, I was like thinking, I feel so sorry for the young mothers that are having babies at 15. They're not going to have a life. Their life's gone. Well, not gone, but they're going to have to sacrifice partying and, you know, doing what they want to do.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have
children. Yeah, and that's
children.
What
I mean
with General Hospital with Sam.
Your life changes.
She's not
going
to be able to do, be Jason's sidekick anymore. And Jason's going to have to prioritize his way of life, too, a little bit.
Not that she was even worth being in the scenes anyway, because she never did a damn thing but be in the way.
If anything, she got herself into more trouble than you could count.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
She ended up saving her ass more times than she was helping to save his.
I know. Mm-hmm. Poor Jason. I swear. Oh, God. If anything...
I don't know how long they're going to hang with this couple. You know, it's, everybody says, well, in 6 months, well, in 5 months.
I know.
Well,
I
by
know.
Fall.
Okay,
now
yeah.
Now it's going into 2011, and they are still a couple.
What,
no matter
really
how good a couple or how bad a couple, they're still together.
Oh my God, 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 you guys, okay.
What are you talking about? What is going on?
I got an email.
From who?
And on this web surgery, who is having brat food? Who's having brat food on their web series.
God, you made it sound like you got
what?
Some kind of information about Liz
Good
and Jason.
Lord,
you got
man.
Me all
what are you saying?
Excited.
Brat food's
coming on my show.
He is?
He's coming on your show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'll be pretty sure to not say anything. You could go do all the talking.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Really?
Yep.
No wonder she got all
well,
all
are,
excited.
Well, who are the? Is this his manager or how? Or
yeah, he is web series.
A web series.
Terry,
yeah.
Not that we would ever get a word in edgewise.
I know.
All over that.
Yeah.
So we might
hey,
well
listen
done,
to this. I know, really. I don't think I'd be able to get. Yeah, she'd be so talking to Spinelli and yeah, or I mean Bradford. What did
well,
I just do? What happened? Oh, my God, computer. Oh, listen to this. GH, this was the first time the week of December 6th to the 10th, it said here, this was the first time in GH's history that its rating for total viewers has been 1.8 or less for 7 consecutive weeks, with GH once again being in tied with AABC's other subs for last place with that 1.8 HH. Oh my God! Oh, isn't that?
And they don't think they need to care about that.
Yeah, they definitely need to care about that because that is like really pathetic. That is so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now,
same thing on 12/3/10. General Hospital falls to last place in total viewers. Why isn't ABC whatever doing whatever? Yeah, I know.
Because they're stupid. Well, I mean, of course, at one time I said, well, they're doing this purposely because they want the shows canceled. I mean, what are the logical reason if you see things are going bad and, you know, and they're not getting any better, wouldn't you think you do something or you try to figure out what is wrong with this picture? But apparently they are not. So I said, well, they probably just want the shows canceled so they can put on whatever.
It says here, with GH receiving a 1 point or lower for 7 consecutive weeks, there is an obvious trend that viewers are turning off their sets or changing the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Once former viewers become interested in something else, whether it be on screen or off, it will be even harder to get them to return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of agree
with
that.
They've lost so many people, they don't want to come back because they don't want to get burned anymore.
I know. And it goes on as to saying, additionally, ABC Disney needs to realize that viewers are not stupid and will not fall for stunt casting or short-term returns of favorite characters to get them to tune in. This begs the question, how long will ABC Disney wait to make the real changes needed to not only maintain its current viewership, but lure back the long-time viewers who have drifted away? That is so true.
Didn't I read something
that
Phelps
is going to be gone after Christmas?
Well, the thing is,
Vanessa Marcel is pregnant.
Is she pregnant? Okay, so
yeah.
Yeah, I read that today, too.
But she's only signed for a year, so she'll be gone.
And her year is up in February.
Yep. And she'll be starting a show.
Wait, I am a stupid person.
Girls, didn't Phelps, didn't I read something about Phelps?
She'll be dead in
December? Fired after Christmas or something like that?
Well, maybe they'll start getting rid of this dead weight they've got behind the scenes and put got a brain.
Hey, this is true, too. It says the ratings week was no different with the incessant presence of Dr. Lisa Niles in the restarted Fatal Attraction storyline. Conversely, Y&R, a much more successful soap opera, uses many more actors and more balanced storylines. Though it is more challenging to integrate storylines for more characters, Y&R viewers are apparently appreciative of the effort and are clearly more loyal to their soap opera.
Right.
God, why can't GH wake up and smell the damn coffee?
Their agenda is more important than producing.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, agenda.
See, that's the sad part. I don't get it. Real agenda? What is their agenda? Like I said, to get these shows canceled?
Yeah, I think, now that you say that, I think that is their agenda. Because if their agenda was thinking that they're going to get people to watch and watch this couple, it isn't working. If their agenda
is
to get people to fight about General Hospital, who are friends and whatever, then they've done their job really well. Because now me and Carly can't even have a conversation about General Hospital in general anymore.
Yeah.
It becomes a big fight. And even though it's just like, you know, we kind of laugh about it now, it's like, really, this show has become part of my everyday life now. It's like, I'm really talking about this show like it's like the be and all of whatever. I mean, it used to be where I could love to come to the show and just watch it an hour out of my day, and that's it. Now I can't even do that anymore. Now it's become like a heated conversation or whatever, you know?
It's sad.
They've done their job well, if that's what they intended to do. Well, like with the fan bases,
well,
the fan wars.
I feel bad for the care actors. I feel bad that they have to read this shit
and
produce to them. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, I don't even think they really enjoy acting it anymore.
They can't possibly do that, Bridget. They can't.
I guess, how can you?
Even, like I said,
I see Steve. I mean, you know, people's attitude, they're just going along with the program.
I mean, where is Becky's story? Where is her story right now? I'm hoping it's coming very soon. Because maybe it's the bus crash. Maybe it's the beginning of her story with this bus crash with Cameron and everything. But, you know, she is a very good actress, and she could pull off a really juicy story, a meaty story.
And
I would
what
really
they did to her character. I mean, look at
they turned her into
trampy, and she has another kid. I mean, come on, Becky, she deserves better. But, you know, she likes the, she just, you know, she's a good little soldier. She goes along with the program, and then
yeah.
she goes home, and she's, you know, and she's happy to be with her family.
And
so,
she doesn't
like
have it
said,
in her contract. And she doesn't have it in her contract
do.
Where she only has to work with, where she only has to work with so-and-so.
No,
you know, because somewhere somebody said that that Kelly has said at her event about her contract saying that she only wants to work with Steve Burton. That's
I don't believe that. I don't think they could do that. If Steve
yeah,
Burton
is
requested to be with
Roddy.
Becky and they said no, that's a bunch of bullshit. I think
that's
full of crap.
Mm.
And that's not broadening. That's not broadening your acting ability.
And plus, just like Bridget said, how could they possibly do that? I mean, just say that they did do it. How does Kelly Monaco have more clout than Steve Burton?
I don't understand that either.
Why can't he choose who he wants to work with?
I know. I don't get it either. Well,
you know,
maybe Kelly's got it really big with Brian Franz. She's probably got it in with him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Maybe she really does have an in.
Maybe
with
she's
him.
Got a big in with him, literally.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, yeah.
There's a reason.
I mean that's the only logic. That's the only thing that I could come up with because she doesn't have that big of a clout. I mean, come on. You're talking about Maurice Bernard, Steve Burton, Tony Geary. They don't have an input into how their story is going yet. Kelly Monaco does. How long has she been on the show for what, since 2003? And they've been on the show forever. And if they were to lose Kelly Monaco, that would be fine because they wouldn't lose anybody.
No.
People would be happy to see her go. But if Steve Burton and Maurice Bernard and they were to leave, oh, my God.
That would kill the show.
That would kill the show, and they know it. They know it. Well, you'd think that they would know it. Maybe not.
They are the show. I mean, you see them every day.
They are the show. Because where would the show be without Steve Burton and Maurice Bernard? Nowhere. It would be nowhere. I mean, the show was doing fine before Maurice Bernard came. It was doing really well. You know, it was they had more balanced stories. They had all these other characters that you grew up with watching.
Right.
Frisco
right.
and Felicia. I mean, Sonny didn't come into the picture until like 1992 or something. I think it was during that Karen storyline, and they were doing great before that. But the right that was better, the times
better,
back in those
better
days
writers,
were better.
Better writers.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if it were to ever happen, I'm sure that they could probably really try their hardest to keep the viewers that they have. But that's a big loss.
I doubt it, honey. They talk about
I doubt it too.
Jumping ship.
I know. I would be jumping ship.
A whole lot of fans.
I would totally be jumping ship.
Mhm. Yeah, because Steve Burton, he's the reason why I came back in 2006. But prior to that, you know, I would look at it now and then, but you know, never really invested in anything or in anyone. And then when I saw him and Becky together, man, that's what got me going.
That's how I felt with...
And maybe they're waiting to do Liz's story because maybe Becky went to him and asked if she could spend more time with Emerson because she just had the poor kid.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. True.
Or maybe...
Yeah.
Let me not be on as much until I've got a schedule with my baby, get her set up,
and then do
my story. I mean...
True.
They've been holding back stories for years for
time
around.
And
what's the other months, you know?
I kind of felt the same way that usually with Steve Burton when Antonio Sabato Jr. was on there. He was kind of like the biker dude with the leather jacket before.
Right.
And oh my God. Oh. I was so in love with Karen and Jagger,
and I was so upset when
Brenda came into the mix. And then when Jagger and Karen left, I kind of jumped ship on that show because I was watching. I loved that story. I loved them. And, you know, and then Jason Quartermain went on to Keisha and with that storyline, and the show went on. And, you know, of course, you know, me leaving wasn't a dent in their ratings, but, you know, but I mean, now it's like, you know, when Steve Burton became Jason Morgan, it's like, wow.
Oh, it's a whole
now you
thing,
got,
right.
Who needs Antonio Sabato Jr. back when you have, you know, Jason Courtney, I mean,
Steve
Jason
Burton,
Morgan.
That's right.
I think if they were to bring Antonio back, though, I wonder if the people that loved him as Jagger would come back to the show. But they would have to. I know Karen died in 03, but she died in Port Charles. So,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
so,
yeah.
So
right,
they could. People
right.
might forget about that. Some people think they've forgotten some things on this show. The writers have. So why can't they forget about that? You know. I think that's why Scott hates Sonny too, because of Scotty Bawa hated Sonny because he got Karen into that. He kind of used Karen.
Yeah.
And that's why I hated Sonny. That's how I hated him too, before the Carly and Sonny thing. I hated him because he knew that Karen was vulnerable and that she was sexually amused, yet he used that to his advantage to have her become a stripper and to get her hooked on drugs or whatever. And she tried to get away from it when she realized she made a huge mistake and what was his stone, try to get her out of that lifestyle. And then when Sonny threatened that Jagger throw the fight.
In a way, they kind of whitewashed Sonny, too, through the years.
I know.
Because he used to be such a bastard when
a
he
real
first
bastard.
I know. I did not
and
like him.
And then all of
first.
A sudden, now he's the most loved mobster in frickin' Port Charles.
I mean,
and
I was kind of glad that they brought
minute.
In the mobster storyline because I liked it. They did that on Guiding Light when Danny and Michelle were on the I loved.
Yeah, that was,
I think
that
that's
was
what
good.
Happened.
That
I went from
good.
From General Hospital. I went back to Guiding Light because I was in love with Danny and Michelle. That was a good girl and bad, guy.
Bad boy.
Yeah. So why they can? I think the good girl and the bad girl storyline work. They work. A bad girl and bad boy doesn't work, and that's what Sam is. She's like a bad girl. That doesn't work. Good girls and bad girls are where the story is.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And Danny and Michelle were like the best. Mm-hmm. I was so in love with
Danny and Michelle. Yeah, they were good.
They were like so good, and he came in as kind of like you think he was a bad guy. I mean, he was trying to find out who killed his brother, but then he was falling in love with Michelle. He was a good guy at heart, but on the outside he was pretending to be this bad guy, which he really wasn't, and everything.
And,
they had
two different Michelles because they had
Rebecca Budding. Rebecca
and
Budding
then
was
the other girl who was
yeah
who,
Bethany
they,
Joy
they really
Lenz. She came in.
They really
she came in
chemistry.
On the same day that Danny aired too. So they both started kind of on the same day on that show.
Yeah.
And when I saw the chemistry, I was like, wow. And I loved how he just.
Guiding Light was
and that's
show.
What you call a guy
Reuben
that's in
Josh.
Love with his.
Oh my God. Reuben.
And that's the kind of guy that's in love. He put Michelle first beyond anything.
Yeah.
And I don't see
that.
I'm trying to compare Jason in love with Sam right now, but I can't. That's no way. That's the type of a story that I want to see. When he put Michelle above anybody else. He would do anything for her. He
but
would even die for her. I don't
I
see
know.
Jason doing that for Sam.
Well, I'm
he's not. Look at
Jason
was willing to die for Elizabeth on that parapet with
right.
Anthony Zakara. He was willing to die for love. I never seen Jason willing to die for Sam.
No.
Has anybody seen that? I don't know. And maybe I'm just forgetting or
no,
pretending.
No, well, I never really looked. I watched them for a while, then I couldn't take it. They didn't do nothing
I mean,
me.
Look, he was willing.
Well,
he was willing.
He's always cleaned up her messes.
He has cleaned up
that girl's messes since the day he met her for Sonny. I mean, that's all he's ever done was take care of everybody else's leftovers. And Liz was the only girl that he actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I
know. Started
right.
a friendship and actually meant something to him.
Yeah, she's the only, and it came with no strings, too. All the other relationships that, well, not strings, but like with Courtney, he was asked to look after her. Same thing with Sam. He was asked to look after her. With Elizabeth, it was his
Liz
choice.
Liz had no agenda.
Yeah,
Liz
it was not
no
an
agenda.
Agenda.
All
I mean, when
girls,
Liz called, he ran. He didn't have to go to Liz. He chose to go be with her.
Mm-hmm. You know, nobody asked him to put, you know, to look after her or anything. He saw that she was hurting herself, and he wanted to be there for her, and that's how that friendship, I know, I there was
and
nothing.
And they always had meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
There was always something meaningful about their talks, because it had life.
As soon as, I know, and as soon as I saw Jason protecting Courtney, God, I knew that they were going to go there with that. As soon as he took her off the stage, that strip club, when he carried her off that stage, I knew it ate me up inside, but I knew that they were going to go
well,
there with
Jason. Well,
you know, Jason,
that's where Jason lives. You know, he has to be the protector and
I know.
Listen, that's his thing, you know. That's
and
what
I
he
loved
does.
When, I loved when Liz slapped Courtney at Kelly's that day. When
oh,
that
yeah.
Mm, I
loved
that. You
Liz
know,
needs,
and
Liz needs an adventure of her own.
I know.
Right,
they have
right,
put her in
right.
this mother, the great mothers for so long. They forgot how she came here.
I
They've
know.
They've forgotten
right,
where she's
right.
come from.
She went on some adventures with, like, I remember when they were looking for Emily, you know, when Xander took her, you know.
I did like that one.
They went on kind of an adventure to Canada, and Jason was there to save the day. It wasn't Lucky
saving the day.
It was Jason saving the day. And I saw that. I'm like, wow. Can't they go on? I was like, wow, they could have their own little adventure, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jason and Liz lived together for a while, too, with Xander
in
his little penthouse.
In the penthouse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They mm-hmm. lived together when he was at her studio, when she was taking care of him, too,
right.
remember?
Right.
So I keep forgetting that they lived together at that time
mm-hmm.
at the studio, too. She
yeah.
was kind of upset that he took off. Left.
Yeah, well, she
realized
Bobby put her nose into it.
And
well,
then,
yeah,
of course, her grandma had to put her 2 cents in the situation, too.
Yeah, Audrey.
Audrey.
You and know, her, did he just give up acting and retire?
Probably.
Yeah, she retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just
wondering.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised we haven't got cut off yet, okay, as I say that.
As you say that, click.
Okay. Watch. Any minute now.
Any minute now, because Carly usually sets the tone, and then we're
Watch, I'll give
here.
It like 2 minutes, and then lo and behold, we'll get
then,
cut off.
And then it's gone.
Okay.
That'd be funny. Because it's almost 11 o'clock here. It's like, and it usually gets cut off at like before
well,
that.
Well, honey, well, here it's going on 2 a.m. It's 1
p.m.
Oh,
I know,
my gosh.
Kelly. Yeah. Well, maybe we should.
Silly. Do you need to get up early in the morning?
So I don't have nowhere to go. I don't have a job to go to.
I think I was thinking
whatever I feel
before
like
we give it a chance to, you know. I'm kidding. That's funny. Click. It's usually when I'm talking that it gets cut off. Oh, I'll probably just shut up right now.
It has.
You
are
the only one.
Me too. I'm trying to say something, and then all of a sudden, whoop!
I know, and it's either the English voice or a commercial or something.
Yeah. Oh, he gets on my damn nerves. Yeah. Oh. God.
And if we keep talking about it, it's gonna happen like any second. Okay. Okay,
here.
I dare you, whatever,
oh,
blog talk. Do it.
There.
Do it, blog talk. I dare
oh,
you.
Stop.
Oh, by the way, when I went to Walmart, I know, by the way, when I went to Walmart Friday, I was seeing, like, I was looking at the toilet paper aisle, and I was minding my own business, and this was texting and on her cell phone, and she wasn't watching well. She was going, and she ran over my foot, and she totally bumped into my carpet. God, what are you with your foot with a shopping cart kind of hurt?
I was talking to Carly on the phone today. I was at Target, and I was like, this guy was like walking towards me with his cart. He wasn't looking where he was going, and I wasn't moving. I thought he would look where he was. And we nearly got in a little crash in the cart. I'm like, oop, nearly got in a crash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easily to get
in the crash when you're on a phone, even in your in a store in a car.
Well,
you know?
That should tell you you shouldn't be on the phone.
Well, not on the car, but you're in the store walking. How much can you get hurt when you're walking in the store on the phone? Unless you're not paying attention,
you
totally bump heads with somebody.
Well,
I nearly lost my phone today in the rain because I was on the phone with her. I had my umbrella. It was raining like cats and dogs. I had the bags in the cart, and there was no way in hell I was going to carry the bags because there was too many. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I had a soda, and it was falling, and I'm walking out of the store, and I nearly dropped my cell phone, and I think that's when she heard me go, oh my God, it's rain, and then I got cut off, and I couldn't find my car either, and the bags were getting soaking wet. There were puddles of water inside the bags when I took them home. The top of the cereal cartons were soggy and everything. Oh, my God, yeah. And my purse was soaking wet. I might as well just stayed in the rain and totally sung in the rain or something and get completely wet. I'm surprised they're not getting cut off right now. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, but just stop.
I'm like so surprised. No, honestly.
Oh, so I forgot to tell you this, Tara. Today when we were at Target with Grandma, and she goes, remember where we parked? And
you
like,
want
no
to get
pardon.
Car insurance?
She goes, remember where we parked? And I'm like, oh, don't worry, I have a really good memory. So after we get out, I'm like, remember when we parked?
And you could not remember where you parked. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a mute point now with the perfect memory. I guess that doesn't work. I guess I guess you don't have one then.
Yeah, no perfect memory and a fire hazard in the kitchen. I don't know.
We're going to have to invest you in a hazmat suit for yourself.
Well, yeah.
Fireproof hazmat suit.
And also, you're going to have to, when she's in the store, she's going to have to watch where she goes when she's texting because she'll knock things down in the store.
Carly, steel-toe boots.
I mean, that would be so sad if somebody built a display. They took them hours to build the display.
And here comes
somebody not paying attention, and then all their hard work is for naught. And they got it perfect, too, because I build displays. When I used to work and do vending, I used to have to build displays, and I used to make it kind of perfect. And if somebody had done that to me, like perfume, you have to put perfume like on the tables or whatever, and somebody comes, knocks them right down, and they're that's sad when that happens. Sometimes it takes hours to do that, somebody comes knocking them down, and then not only do they knock them down, but you're responsible to pick them up. Yeah. And see, the next time that happens, Carly, when you knock something down, you got to remember that people have to pick that stuff up.
And you know what? Because you never have little accidents. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Actually, wait a minute. I think that's happened in the store where I. Oh, no, maybe it was on television. I was watching a movie or something, and somebody was, they were going to the store, and they were getting Tide or some laundry detergent, and they decided, oh, here's a trick. They get the one in the middle, and it knocks on their head, and the trick didn't work. They thought it would work. Mm. Are we still on? Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are.
We're still on, darling.
This is a long, we're on a long time.
What was I going to ask? Did you still know?
I'm sitting here waiting.
Have you guys decided what you're doing for Christmas yet?
I don't have a freaking clue. I don't have a clue. I don't know. I know my daughter's been so busy. She's just catering, She got a job.
One.
She got to take care of a baby.
Three.
four.
Oh, stop it,
five, six.
Stop it.
Seven. Eight.
Oh, Gabriel. Okay.
I was saying, maybe let's get some
11,
fried chicken and
12,
from Publix.
13.
And
yeah.
14.
Well, I said,
15.
I said,
16.
Well, I asked my mom today. I'm like, what are we doing? What's the menu? She goes, oh, we are having prime ribs.
20.
And I'm like, oh, cool. And but then my mom gets grandma salmon, a little salmon patty because she doesn't like prime rib, so.
27.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love prime rib.
I know.
Fine.
Yeah.